breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Senate Republicans have left Washington for their Memorial Day break without voting on a roughly $70 billion bill to fund immigration enforcement. They leave town amid Republican disagreement over a $1.8 billion fund to compensate those who claim persecution by the Biden Department of Justice. President Trump says the U.S. will be sending an additional 5,000 troops to Poland. The move comes as 5,000 American troops are pulled out of Germany. Secretary of State Rubio talking about U.S.-Cuba policy and what could come next.
Trump administration officials have previously alluded to the possibility of military action against Cuba, but Marco Rubio's latest remarks will take on added weight after the murder charges leveled against Raul Castro. Casting doubt on a diplomatic outcome, Mr. Rubio said the Trump administration was both very serious and very focused on changing the Cuban regime. His comments follow a build-up of U.S. military might in the region, with the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier and three escort warships arriving in the Caribbean Sea in recent days.
The BBC's Joel Gunter in Washington. Secretary of State Rubio is in Sweden now. He'll be addressing a NATO foreign ministers meeting. President Trump has blasted the alliance for not lending a hand in the Iran war. There's also a great deal of uncertainty about the future U.S. role in the NATO alliance. Democratic National Committee Chair Ken Martin has released a study as critical of the party's performance in the 2024 campaign. Among other things, the so-called autopsy cites a persistent inability or unwillingness to listen to all voters. Looks like a soggy Memorial Day weekend is in store across the east and the southeast, mostly sunny and dry across the west and the Midwest. NASCAR icon Kyle Busch has died, the age of 41. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some rain in the area and an early morning wreck on the BW Parkway northbound as you're coming up to the airport cutoff and after Route 100. I'm looking at the camera and I just saw a wrecker heading north on the right shoulder. So they're in the process now to hook the vehicle up, get it out of there. Last report that we had was the lane blockage was in the left-hand lane. Of course, the parkway is only two lanes, so that would be half the roadway available at that point, and there is a backup after Route 100 as you're traveling northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEB.
Your Fox 45 forecast, rainy and cooler today. Temperatures only in the low 60s. Plan on more rain tonight as temperatures fall back into the very cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 degrees in White Marsh, 55 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. And if Memorial Day holiday travels will take you through Annapolis, expect heavy traffic in the area of the Bay Bridge today. In addition to vacationers hitting the road, the U.S. Naval Academy graduation will be taking place at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. General Dan Kane, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, will address the U.S. Naval Academy's class of 2026. The graduation event is by invitation only. The Navy Blue Angels are scheduled to perform a flyover, weather permitting. The event will be broadcast on the USNA homepage, and it will also be streamed on the Naval Academy's YouTube channel. And Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens will hold its annual Memorial Day ceremony on Monday. Family, friends, veterans,
and community members are all welcome to attend tribute honoring the brave men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice for the nation. The ceremony takes place in the Circle of Immortals section of the Field of Honor Garden beginning at 10 a.m. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 425, the pick 4, 0260. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 6:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, we lead with some shocking news this morning. The two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Busch has died. The news sending shockwaves through the garage in the racing world. Busch was hospitalized yesterday due to a severe illness and passed away just hours later. NASCAR, the Busch family, and Richard Childress Racing announced the death last night but did not offer a cause of death. Busch is the first active NASCAR Cup Series driver to die since Dale Earnhardt passed away on the final lap of the 2001 Daytona 500. Kyle Busch was 41 years of age. Meanwhile, the Orioles, trying to make some headway, find themselves in MLB Wars 13 games out of first place as they open a three-game holiday weekend set with the Tigers tonight. Chris Bassitt will try to improve on that 1-5 mark. Reliever Anthony Nunez, who blew the finale in St. Pete, insists the clubhouse is not down and out.
Keeping pushing forward. Nobody's really down. Nobody's really out. You know what I mean? Everybody's still working hard, trying to push wins together and keep going forward.
And the game time tonight will be 7:05 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens wrapping up OTAs in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, May the 22nd, 2026, Memorial Day weekend, kicking off today. And coming up in the program this morning, Maryland leaders deflecting on the out-migration problems when people are moving out of the city and out of the state. The DOJ cracking down on a fraud in Minnesota and in other states. We have the assistant attorney general in charge of this, Colin McDonald, weighing in on what was going on in Minnesota. But our top story here today is, once again, we've got outside money from George Soros through the Working Families Party, which is nothing more than a communist front, trying to inject itself into a state's attorney race here in the Baltimore metro area.
You might recall Marilyn Mosby was the beneficiary of a lot of Soros dollars. The guy down in Fairfax County, Steve Descano, he is a recipient of a lot of Soros money. Kimberly Fox in Chicago, remember the hoax out there with the actor Jesse Smollett and so much more. So many of these Secretary of State positions and state's attorney's position, that is where George Soros is targeting his money. And right now the Working Families Party is donated close to $500,000 to the campaign of progressive candidate Sarah David, who is challenging Scott Schellenberger for the Baltimore County State's Attorney's race here in the upcoming Democrat primary. And she was asked by Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor, well, what about, you know, spending $240,000 in TV ads and $260,000 on mailers and getting this from the Working Families Party through George Soros?
So that's an independent expenditure group. So they can't coordinate with our campaign at all.
Yeah, they can't coordinate with the campaign, but they certainly are pushing her campaign, endorsing her campaign, and against Scott Schellenberger. And as for, okay, maybe they can't coordinate with the campaign, but do you reject the ideas and the ideology of the Working Families Party and George Soros?
You know, when we talk about changes that we can make to the state's attorney's office, there are a lot of important places to listen, and I'm not rejecting any ideas out off the bat.
That tells you everything that you need to know. And, of course, Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor interviewing Sarah David on this outside money influence coming from Soros.
There's a lot of people who want change in Baltimore County, and I think that Scott Schellenberger has made a lot of statements that have made a lot of people in this community feel less safe.
But these groups are from outside of Baltimore County. So what do you make of, you know, national money or outside groups having an influence on the race?
Well, I think there's a lot of people in Baltimore County who feel that way, and a lot of people in Baltimore County that want to make sure that we are engaging with these issues in our state's attorney's office.
Yeah, it's up to the voters of Baltimore County to determine whether or not Scott Schellenberger will get a seventh term or not. But the fact is, the voters should know who is helping to fund, finance, and perhaps even consult or guide on Sarah David's campaign. And here is Scott Schellenberger, on that concept.
What they don't tell you is, in that case where my prosecutor called ICE, the defendant had sexually assaulted an 11-year-old child.
Yeah, what they're talking about is a mailer that the Working Families Party put out saying that Schellenberger had partnered with ICE. Yeah, in order to save an 11-year-old child. They leave that completely out of their propaganda and filthy campaign flyer. And then, of course, attorney Laura Lipscomb is the other challenger, and she also rejects this idea of having outside money helping to determine this race.
I think they should, because that means people outside of Baltimore County who don't know a thing about fighting crime in Baltimore County are trying to influence who's going to fight the crime.
I don't think it's appropriate for individuals who don't live in the area and who are not impacted by these day-to-day crimes to weigh in by way of funding.
Yeah, but that's what he does. And as I said, he had the Secretary of State project, and now, of course, the state's attorneys. He is, and again, you can get a lot done with just those two positions and not focus on the big guns in Congress and at president. All right, get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. At 6:13, Friday morning rush hour is here. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
A little bit of light rain in the area, and with that, some problems. Prince George's County, a new wreck there on the ramp from the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, the ramp that would take you north onto I-95. So now that traffic coming over from New Hampshire Avenue is backed up the ramp to 95 north. It has a limited lane there, so that's the reason for the backup right there. You're leaving Montgomery County and then going north on 95. Just spotted what appears to be a minor wreck here on 895 northbound as you're coming through the area of Child Street at the Toll Plaza. A couple of vehicles on the right shoulder and a police car in the right lane. So there's going to be at least a brief delay getting into the Old Harbor Tunnel on the northbound side. Nothing major so far southbound. And it looks like that wreck on the BW Parkway that we had about 20 minutes ago has cleared. We saw the wrecker coming into the area. It was northbound near the airport cutoff. And now, from what I can see in the camera shot, it looks like most of the northbound backup north of Route 100 has now cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, rainy and cool today, low 60s. Not a good way to kick off your Memorial Day weekend. Overnight rain continues. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. Tomorrow could be a total washout. Rain likely most of the day, upper 50s for the high. We might get a little bit of a break on Sunday afternoon, but not looking good. It's just, this is all up and down the eastern seaboard
it's
here.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere, really. It is, it's almost like the Grim or Rainer,
yeah,
as they say.
The grandkids got to Asheville yesterday. They drove all the way from Florida up there in the rain. Raining again this morning.
Yeah. 59 right now. Rain in Annapolis, 55 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Aaron Rodgers says this coming NFL season will be his last. That means Rodgers will never play professional football ever again. Opening up a spot on the New York Jets for him. That's for sure.
I can see him going back there now.
Yeah. Hooters is trying to change its image and is now promoting their restaurants as kid-friendly.
No kidding.
The new ad campaign is a huge hit, obviously, with dads. And with Hooter Johnson right here on Casey and Company.
Especially the little kids going, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy.
President Trump refusing to commit to going to Don Jr.'s upcoming wedding in the Bahamas. He says, all right, I'll make the next one. Democrat, exactly. Democrat Party has released its official postmortem report on their 2024 presidential election defeat. They're calling it an autopsy, which is fitting because of they nominated a corpse named Joe Biden last time out.
What about this body double? You think that's real?
You know, I've seen that. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
They had a set, a White House set that was fake. We know that was for sure.
Right.
So why wouldn't a body double?
Yeah, I mean, he looked pretty close, if that's the guy.
Last night was the last show for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Our long national nightmare is officially over.
Yeah. Not funny.
Yeah. No, never was and never will be.
Mm-mm.
And his next gig is going to be writing for the new Lord of the Rings movie.
Why?
Yeah, good question.
What would he play? Pile of Dirt?
I there's going to be some way he's going to inject a Trump in that movie, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yeah. Instead of the Dark Lord, it'll be the Orange Lord or something. You know?
Right, something like that, yeah.
Mount Everest was very crowded this week. Record 274 climbers made the summit on Wednesday. They said it was more backed up than the Strait of Hormuz. Just amazing.
That's a long way up.
Yeah, exactly. New medical studies claiming that running marathons increases your chance of severe health issues with your colon. Well, I'm out. It's hard. No way I'm going to be running a marathon after that news.
Well, because about three quarters through, it falls out.
Yeah. So when you go for the run, you get the runs or something like that.
True.
Who knows?
Jeez.
Sad news. Kyle Busch, NASCAR's winningest driver, passed away yesterday. He was only 41.
And a bow in front of the fans that are all on their feet down here at the Monster Mile. And Michael Waltrip said earlier in the race that a confident Kyle Busch is a dangerous Kyle Busch. Your 69th victory. Why do these moments never get old, Kyle?
Because you never know when the last one is, you know.
Yeah. Truer words never spoke, and his team described the cause as a severe illness, but nothing else has been announced as of yet. But during that race you just heard a couple of weeks ago, he had mentioned that he was having a sinus issue and requested a doctor to visit the tour bus. And then this past Wednesday, he became unresponsive while testing a driving simulator in North Carolina and was taken to a Charlotte hospital where he passed away.
He needed help the week before last. He needed help getting out of the car at the end.
Yeah.
He called the pit crew and said, hey, when I come in, you got to get me out.
So it'll be interesting to see what
they... That's a shame.
It is a very shame.
Underlying condition.
41?
Yeah. 41, that's it.
41, yeah.
Yeah, very, very sad indeed. Hey, today on this date in history, 1992, Johnny Carson ended his 30-year run as the host of The Tonight Show.
What an amazing...
Got 50 million viewers. The most watched episode before his final one was the Miss Vicky and Tiny Tim wedding.
The wedding.
They got married, right?
I was like
45
three.
Million people watched that one. They got married on the show. But I just think when you're talking about the... Because Colbert was awful. I'm not impressed with any of them. Fallon or any of these. Johnny Carson,
Fallon,
to me, was the best of all time. And then after that, I would make Jay Leno would probably be second.
Yeah, I like Leno.
Yeah, but after that, none of them can.
No, they were all cardboard.
Letterman was a good interviewer, but he became poisoned by politics at the end.
Yeah, of course, politics had to come in and kill it.
Remember he made fun of Sarah Palin's daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and in one of those shows.
But Johnny was, and you could still, they have reruns on Antenna TV.
Yeah, he was funny, and his expressions. I mean,
the expressions.
And the characters.
And yes. Jim Fowler bringing the animals that would poop on him and stuff. Well, yeah, there I go.
Mark Fern and the Schloss.
It's funny how you would, that would be a highlight for you, Maggie.
No, that spider monkey, remember, it climbed on him and started, like.
Back to that. It doesn't matter.
You bring that out in me. That's your fault.
I want nothing to do with that.
Oh!
All right.
Let me interject a little traffic news.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Before we get carried away here. The wreck on 895 that was on the right shoulder northbound before the tunnel has now cleared.
Thank you very much. You saved Maggie.
Let me get out of here now.
Your fault.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. 620, 20 minutes after the hour. All right. Now we're opening up the lines here. 410-922-6680. Remember Robbie Leonard? He challenged Scott Schillenberger last time. He was a radical progressive Marxist. Sarah David, they keep coming in waves. They keep trying to push these guys out. So it's important for you to know this particular candidate is being funded and organized and controlled. By the Soros dark money and by the Working Families Party, which is a communist organization. So get your thoughts on that. Coming up in just a second at 6:21 on KC and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First is to sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, plan on voting early in person June 11th through June the 18th at your early voting center. It's crucial to get out the vote, so try and take 5 voters with you. Remember, change can't happen by sitting at home. So do your patriotic duty. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard round the world.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, it is Friday morning rush hour, Memorial Day weekend, getaway day, of course, starts today, and here with all the latest on traffic is Lugnuts Johnson.
And a big delay on the Capitol Beltway if you're leaving from Montgomery County. This is the side of the Capitol Beltway that normally in the morning is not too bad. Backed up from Route 29, New Hampshire Avenue, there's a wreck on the ramp from the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, the ramp that would take you north onto I-95. So very limited lanes there, and it's pretty much gridlock right now for more than a mile for the traffic coming over from Route 29 and New Hampshire Avenue and into that area. I don't think the outer loop can see it, and it looks like right now the outer loop is moving okay towards New Hampshire Avenue. We did have that minor accident, just in case you missed it. It was northbound 895 after the toll plaza. Very quickly cleared, and we're back to normal through there, and not much of a problem southbound, but there is some light rain in the area, so you have to be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend rain. It's going to be wet. And not going to be good for cookouts, barbecues, and outdoor activity. Not even at the beach as well. Rainy and cool today. Low 60s. Overnight rain continues. Low 50s tonight. Tomorrow, a total washout rain. Likely most of the day. And a high of only in the upper 50s. And going to be tough. So whether you're planning on outdoor activity over the weekend, maybe Sunday, we'll see if we get more on that for you tomorrow. But right now, it is 56 in cloudy in Pikesville. And it is 55 in Reisterstown. We're talking about outside money influencing the Baltimore County State's Attorney race. George Soros, who again, I can't emphasize it enough, he's made it his lifelong project and or dream to have a progressive, radical candidate running every state's attorney's office in every state, in every city. They were in all over the place, especially on the left coast, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and major cities, Chicago. Alvin Bragg is one up in Manhattan. Marilyn Mosby was one here in Baltimore. And now they want to try to do it at Baltimore County here and get rid of Scott Schellenberger. He's being challenged by Sarah David, the progressive, again, being influenced by $500,000 of Soros money. Laura Lipscomb is the other one. She's the chief of the Conviction Integrity Unit in the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office. And during a debate the other night on Channel 13, she was arguing that David does not have the experience with serious cases. David is a deputy state prosecutor who oversees the state's corruption and police misconduct case. Lipscomb said three times during the debate, this is not a bake sale. So she was trying to ram home this concept that David just doesn't have the chops for the job. She said, quote, if Towson residents are concerned about being publicly corrupted as they get out of their car at Towson Town Center, then she is the person for you. End of quote. David obviously disputing that characterization of her. But let's get to juvenile crime, because it's interesting. Lipscomb, during this debate, said that juvenile crime is completely out of control and it's driving people to move out of Baltimore County. Lipscomb promised that under her leadership, the office would crack down on parents who fail to supervise their children, something we've heard Ivan Bates promise and yet to deliver on in the city of Baltimore. She said she would prosecute repeat offenders as adults and work with all stakeholders on prevention and rehabilitation. Schellenberger claimed he has advocated for that in Annapolis to ensure repeat juvenile offenders can be tried. He said, and I quote, we need to put more money into the juvenile justice system so that when they commit their first crime, breaking and entering at the age of 14 or 15, we can get them the kind of help that they and their family need so that you don't have to put them in jail for life when they've killed somebody at the age of 17, end of quote. So, yeah, that juvenile crime is a hot-button issue, but the Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office can only do with what they the tools they have under the laws. And remember, over the last several years in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, you've had progressive, radical Marxist Democrats down there make excuses for juvenile thugs and make it easier for them to commit crime and much harder for prosecutors like Schellenberger to prosecute them. With the Juvenile Justice Reform Act, with the Child Interrogation Protection Act, and now, of course, the latest is this idea that the Youth Charging Act, where you can't charge certain youth with certain crimes. They're so serious about gun violence. I hate that term. But they're so serious about gun violence here in Maryland that they're allowing juveniles at the age of 16 and 17 to escape serious charges if they commit crimes with guns. It's just ridiculous. But so Schellenberger doesn't have any control over that other than being an advocate to change the laws. So I think that was an unfair shot at Schellenberger. But to me, it looks like, Schellenberger's looking for a seventh term. And Lipscomb is a serious candidate. And she's promising to do the right things. Schellenberger does have a track record. And this Sarah David, she once again is a Soros, sponsored state's attorney, and that would not bode well for Baltimore County residents, that is for sure. Now that we've had a fourth teen arrested in Owings Mills in an assault that left a girl unconscious, and these were three juveniles, ages 14 to 15, and then a 12-year-old boy. We have more on this coming up a little bit later on the program, so stay tuned for that. Get your thoughts as well, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. You know, I've been telling you about Vinny now for close to 10 years here on WCBM. And Vinny just has an incredible track record of selling homes, selling your property for the price you want in the time frame that you want. Also donating some of the proceeds to Johns Hopkins Children's Center. He is philanthropic in that regard, but he's also very, very good at what he does. And he sells 3% faster for about, on average, 3% more money than the average realtor. And that's why so many people do utilize the services of Vinny, because he has so many different programs as well. He's got this big one called the database of 12,000 to 13,000 people that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home today, right now. So if you list with Vinny, who knows, your home may already be sold. He's just waiting that phone call. 410-709-7515 is the number. 410-709-7515. Online at VinnyStio.com, and make sure you tell them I told you to check it out. It is coming up on 6:30. Let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. Brought to you by Audiology Associates. A 12-year-old boy is the fourth suspect arrested after a Baltimore County assault that left a girl unconscious at a home in Owings Mills. Police were called to Spectator Lane Monday night, where the 11-year-old girl was assaulted and three girls were later arrested and charged. The assault was recorded on video and it made the rounds on social media. Police say the four suspects charged in the assault all attend Pikesville Middle School. The victim attends a different school. Anyone with additional information in the case is asked to call police. And Baltimore City Police are expected to release body camera footage today from a deadly officer-involved shooting. The May 14th shooting happened in Southwest Baltimore after officers responded to a call about a suicidal person. When police arrived at the scene, they found a man with a gun near Wilkins and South Caton Avenues, and he fired at officers, who returned fire. The man was later pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. And a former daycare worker has been indicted on federal charges in connection with child sexual abuse crimes. 23-year-old Simone Avery of Baltimore was working as a substitute at a daycare when she allegedly produced two files showing a prepubescent minor engaged in sexually explicit conduct. Prosecutors also say she had more explicit images on her iPhone and a hard drive. If convicted, Avery faces 15 to 30 years for sexually exploiting a child and 10 to 20 years for possessing the child sex abuse material. Federal authorities have not publicly named the daycare facility. And Fox 45 reports that a 12-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with an assault on a 13-year-old girl that happened Monday, making him the fourth juvenile charged in this incident. The boy was charged with first and second degree assault. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Capitol Beltway in the light rain and with an accident on the ramp from the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway coming out of Montgomery County to take the ramp to go north onto I-95. That's a two-lane ramp, and because of that, only a single lane was open. Still backed up the straight-through lanes going over to College Park down to 214 and the BW Parkway. You can get by, but it's the ramp traffic that's backed up, so we have delays coming east on the Capitol Beltway from Route 29. So far, so good. Nothing major with the light rain. Clear at both the harbor tunnels, and looks like a good ride early through Annapolis between the Bay Bridge on 50 and over to the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, rainy and cooler today. Temperatures only in the low 60s. Plan on more rain tonight as temperatures fall back into the very cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 6:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Taking stock of the Orioles 50 games into the season as they begin a season-long 9-game homestand tonight against the Tigers. And it's not looking good. The Birds are 21-29. It's the 7th worst record in the majors. They're in last place, 13 back in the East, and that is the farthest out of any team in the majors. Here's manager Albernez on where the O's are in among many places falling short.
Playing a complete baseball game. You know, we've shown that we can play with anyone. We just have to allow ourselves to play with anyone, you know, whether it be on the pitching side, defensively, offensively. Like, we just got to get everything clicking at once and being aggressive on the bases.
Chris Bassitt will take the hill tonight. His 1-5 record of .557 earned run average. Meanwhile, baseball last night in the Bronx. Jays led the Yankees 1-0 in the 7th, looking for some insurance.
And a fly ball to left field, towards the seats, it's gone!
Dan Schulman had the call on Sportsnet Canada. George Springer, with his 4th of the year, was a solo shot, and 5 Jays pitchers held the Yanks to 3 hits as Toronto blanks New York 2-0 for a 4-game split at Yankee Stadium. Ravens news: with the drafting of Vega Ioane and the signing of free agent John Simpson, the team's offensive line will be at least partially rebuilt under the watchful eye of new offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford, who came over from the Atlanta Falcons. Ledford has a saying, a philosophy for his linemen, and that is speed off the ball.
To be able to play fast, and you want to make it to where, you know, if we can get those guys to be the athletes that they are,
yeah,
where you take a lot of the, you make it so the training aspect of it, they feel so comfortable in their movements and their assignments.
Last year under Ledford, the Falcons were 8th in the league in rushing, with Bijan Robinson the main back. The Ravens were 2nd behind Derrick Henry. NBA Eastern Conference final last night continued at Madison Square Garden, and so did the winning ways of the Knickerbockers.
Hard on the drive, spin move, falling away, one-handed shot is good! Everything going down tonight for Josh Hart.
Mike Green with the call on ESPN. Josh Hart, game two hero, among others, 5 three-pointers, 26 points. New York beats Cleveland 109-93. Take a 2-0 series lead. And a sidebar here, the Knicks won game one Tuesday night after trailing by 22 with less than 7 minutes to play. Before that game, teams were 0-663 in NBA playoff history when trailing by 20 or more in the final 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. And finally, the racing news mourning the shocking loss of NASCAR icon Kyle Busch, who passed away suddenly yesterday. A 2-time series champion who won more races across the sport's 3 series than any other driver in racing history. Busch was hospitalized with a severe illness yesterday and died just hours later. Busch won a truck series race just last week and afterwards offered this prophetic response.
Take whatever you can get, man. You never know when the last one's going to be, so cherish them all. Trust me.
Kyle Busch was 41 years of age. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what awaits the O's tonight at Camden Yards?
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
By the way, before we start, have you been out to Yorktown Social at all?
Not yet. I did I did make reservations one day, then unfortunately somebody in my party got sick, so we had to cancel. But I do plan on heading out there soon.
You and I are going to go.
Okay.
Because we were there just last week. Mm-hmm. This place is truly unbelievable. It's 4 places in one, but I'm talking about the sports bar.
Right.
It's got
a fine dining thing. Yeah. It's got a tapas place, a small
absolutely
place, and then they got the sports bar, and they have the patio outdoors, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And then in the summer, when it gets warmer, hopefully it'll get warmer soon, they'll have little concerts out there and things like that. But the sports bar in particular, they've got, you know, stuff from Camden, like legitimate stuff from Camden Yards, from M&T Bank Stadium, from the old Memorial Stadium. They have the Colts numbers, the Hall of Fame numbers highlighted up there. It's really a cool venue. So anyway, you and I are going to go out there.
They spent some serious money on that place.
They really did.
What I understand.
Yeah. The passing of Kyle Busch, number one, tragic, 41 years of age, leaves a wife, children behind, and no cause of death. So we'll find more about that. And then what about the Orioles tonight, Sean? It's going to be a dreary weekend in general in terms of the weather, and you got a dreary baseball team coming back to town. I just feel like the atmosphere, if they even play tonight, the atmosphere is just going to be so, I don't know, not holiday-like out there.
No, it's going to be an ugly weather weekend, and the Orioles are playing ugly baseball right now. And I just read an article that said right now the odds at 21-29, 50 games in, is
dismal.
They're probably not going to make the playoffs again this year.
It's hard to know that by Memorial Day you're basically pretty much out of it unless you get a miracle.
Yeah. And so, you know, the question is, how do you fix it? You know, and the season's not even over yet. You're making those questions are popping up.
I think you got to fix it at the top.
Meaning the ownership? Meaning general manager?
I mean a step below the ownership. I think you got to look at that guy now.
All right.
So
yeah, you do. It's accountability in everything, especially in sports where it's highly competitive. And you're paying millions of dollars to these guys. And if you're not putting fannies in the seats, then you're taking the loss. So the owner has got, David Rubenstein has got to look at this and say, what gives?
And fans are paying hundreds of dollars
to
go.
Yes. You know, and some will just go no matter what, but let's face it, people like to see some kind of winning product on the field. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Amy Bach, the convicted mastermind behind the $250 million Feeding Our Future scandal, has now been sentenced to 41 and a half years in prison. That was handed down yesterday over her role in that massive scheme that fraudulently billed taxpayers for tens of millions of meals that were never provided to low-income children during the pandemic. In fact, they said they didn't feed one child during the entire time. Yesterday, Assistant Attorney General Colin McDonald, he's the guy overseeing the fraud division, he announced indictments against 15 Minnesota fraudsters in a shocking $90 million bust.
Today, we are announcing criminal charges against 15 defendants in Minnesota for fraud schemes that targeted over $90 million in taxpayer dollars. Let me be clear up front about something. This is not the end of our work in Minnesota. This is not the end of the beginning of our work in Minnesota. This is the beginning of our work in Minnesota. The fraud here in Minnesota is shocking. Our cases today involve seven different state-managed Medicaid programs that have been systematically pilfered by fraudsters who treated Minnesota-run programs as their personal piggy bank. One of the programs has been completely shut down because there's no money left. It's all gone. That was Minnesota's state-run Housing Stabilization Services Program, designed to help the homeless find and maintain housing. It was estimated in 2020 that it would cost only about $2.5 million a year to fund this program, but it ended up costing almost 50 times that much, over $104 million by 2024 due to fraud. And because of all the fraud, Minnesota had to shut the program down in 2025, and now these services no longer exist for these vulnerable homeless populations. The same trends exist for other Minnesota-run taxpayer-funded programs. An autism program that cost the taxpayer $600,000 just 6 years ago skyrocketed to over $400 million. Mm. And to be sure, that number is not driven by supply and demand. It is not driven by health care or charity. It is fraud.
It is fraud. One of the indicted fraudsters, identified as Mohammed Omar, I don't know if there's any relation, jumped out of a four-story building and fled. FBI then were able to capture him. More on Minnesota, California, and what about Maryland? Is Maryland just, you know, we had a fraud arrest a couple of weeks ago. It's just tip of the iceberg. We've seen it in Ohio, in Maine. I got to think that Maryland has got to be ripe for fraud as well. Get your thoughts on that. 6:43. Time for traffic, weather on the threes, and the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
There's some light rain in the area. We'll continue with that. And we've been looking for a report of a minor wreck northbound on 95 going up in the express lane. Before you get to the Beltway, I'm looking at it now, just spotted it here. It's in the express lane. It's on the right shoulder. It looks like a box truck involved, and there is a police car behind it, but absolutely no problem. The express lane is clear, and the straight-through lanes coming up through Rosedale on 95, not really paying any attention at all. So well off to the side, and not a big problem. Both the tunnels are still running with the lanes open, and it's Friday, the beginning of the long holiday weekend, so it looks like the beginning of the long holiday weekend. Not a big deal. Some areas still getting some light rain, but it looks like here on the Parkville side of the Beltway that the roadways might have dried out just a little bit. The inner loop at Green Spring is clear. We're going to change the camera here, go over to the west side. Looks like we're running just fine right now on the outer loop between 795 and Frederick Road. Yeah, it's perfect right here at the ramp at I-70 cruising down towards Route 40. Capitol Beltway is still slow. There's a wreck on the ramp. From the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, the ramp that would take you north onto I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday Memorial Day weekend. Well, you kind of know the drill by now. It's going to be a very wet and rainy weekend, not a beach weekend. Not even a camping weekend. It's just going to be a lousy weekend weather-wise.
Be nice laying on the ground.
We'll make the best of it, right? It's going to be
just in an inner tube, and you can get whisked away.
Rainy and cool today.
I got one built in,
sort of like you do every day in your office. Highs in the low 60s today. Elsewhere, we've got 59 in Ocean City right now, 57 in Severn.
59.
Yeah. 59. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Then maybe some better news there. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
You're a slacker. Do you want to be a slacker for the rest of your life?
Yes, he does.
McFly, you Irish bug.
What of it? Fried pickles returning to KFC. Finger looking good. I love fried pickles.
So do I.
They're also bringing up KFC's signature prickly pear lemonade.
Prickly pear.
It's supposed to go with your fried pickles, and you have two dipping sauces, jalapeno ranch and honey chili crisp.
What kind?
It's your...
Honey chili crisp.
Yeah. KFC's also offering a $10 bucket of the day on weekdays, and it's Monday through Friday. For instance, on Monday, you get 24-piece nuggets with four sauces for just $10.
Okay.
Not bad.
Pretty good, right? Tuesday, 8-piece drums and thighs. Wednesday, 10 wings with two sauces. Thursday, 8 tenders with four sauces. And again, on Friday, you get what's called the Hillary Clinton bucket. Two small breasts with two large thighs.
And thick ankles.
Elsewhere.
You should get those round shoes, by the way.
Chris Shepherd is a chef, and he is saying, where do you think the best place to buy prime beef is of all the grocery supermarket chains?
Is it Aldi or something?
No.
Walmart.
Walmart.
Or Sam's Club. Yep.
Walmart. Yeah. You are right. How did you know
meat.
That, Maggie?
Because
you're an expert on meat.
I love me my meat.
You and Chuck. Chuck, you should go to Meatland.
Meatland. Yeah. And Beer World. Right there on the way, on Route 50. Sure. Beer World.
They say Walmart's pricing for prime beef is pretty competitive. It's $24 per pound for a boneless prime ribeye.
It's good stuff.
You're going to pay closer to $40 per pound at most grocery supermarkets. The only place that beats Walmart is Costco, but that's a wholesale place. So Walmart, check it out. I never knew that.
Buy a whole cow.
Yeah, exactly. You go to the butcher shop there. That would be good. And remember Fadley's Restaurant?
Yes.
Again, they started back at Lexington Market many, many moons ago.
Way back
in the day. They're now opening up a new restaurant in Catonsville next month called the Fishmonger's Daughter. Family's first attempt to sit down dining because you just used to be able to carry out.
Yeah,
right?
Fadley's, you stood up.
Right, you stood up. Seafood Market. This is the first sit down attempt. Fishmonger's Daughter opening June 18th at 720 Frederick Road. Yep. In Catonsville.
Well, they had good crab cakes when they were downtown there at Lexington Market. Yeah. Oh, my God, they were good.
Yeah. And again, now, of course, people swear at Coco's on Harford Road.
Right.
Has the
they
are it. Huge. If you've ever seen a Coco's crab cake. But the, I think the Coco's crab cake. Coco's crab cake is, I mean, you know, it's almost like $15 a crab. But they're huge. I mean, they're monster crab. You could feed, really, you feed two people on one crab cake. They're,
easily.
They're that big.
People come from all over to go there.
Cake. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Some people say Pappas has the best. Remember Angelina's also?
Oh, yep. Yeah. They were the, I remember very
they
much.
They were good. So, again, we'll start the big best crab cake debate once again.
That works.
You know, every once in a while, look, a lot of places have really good crab cakes. And the places that have bad ones are filled with, you know, the filler.
Yeah.
But mostly, if it's a jumbo lump crab cake with minimum filler, I think a lot of places do that. And they have pretty good crab cakes. So we'll see. But Coco's, yeah, that's a monster one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Chuck, thanks. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Senator John Kennedy revealing the California's Medicaid fraud. Listen to what some of the things they pay for in California.
Some states, like California, I don't want to paint with too broad a brush. It's not everybody in California state government, but it's a lot of them. They see this as free money, don't they?
They're not paying for it, yes.
Isn't it a fact that, for example, Medicaid in California will pay a provider to provide tribal prayers? I looked all this up.
I mean, I'll accept that. I didn't know that, but yes.
That California will actually pay a health care provider, I didn't know this was a medical expertise, to pay for exorcisms. Is that right?
I'll accept that, Senator.
That's the acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, who apparently didn't know much about the fraud division. That's Colin McDonald's, as we just heard. But listen to this. In Maryland, Medicaid fraud is investigated and prosecuted by the Medicaid Fraud and Vulnerable Victims Unit within the Office of Attorney General. Instead of suing Trump at the drop of a hat, maybe Anthony Brown and his unit would be better served in looking into the Medicaid fraud here in this state. Recent cases include nearly $4 million fraud scheme led by one Tasha Saunders and her daughter, who operated behavioral health companies. They billed Medicaid for psychiatric rehab services that were never provided. They used fake patient records and stolen provider identities. She got 10 years in prison. The daughter got 5 years of supervised probation. And a third defendant agreed to pay $342,000 in restitution. But I just believe this is tip of the iceberg here in Maryland. I think it's much worse than what we're letting on to. It's just we have, like Minnesota did for the longest time, two whistleblowers. Remember, whistleblowers came forward because it was Tampon Tim Walz and Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar that protected this kind of fraud. I think the same thing happens here in Maryland as well. 6:51, we're going to tell you about a good friend's mayor and Maritown Appliance. Finally, we've got everything we need to do to go in and pick out our refrigerator. Well, maybe do it this weekend during the great Memorial Day weekend sale at Town Appliance. Whether you're in a market for a single appliance like we are, a refrigerator, they've got every kind of brand, high-end brands like Bosch, Sub-Zero, you name it. And if you're on a budget, they've got that for you as well. So check them out. Five-star service, competitive pricing. They want you as a customer for life. Town Appliance during the Memorial Day weekend sale right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Kim Klasick here. Want a night out that feels special? Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm introducing myself.
You need no introduction. That's the new thing. This is a man who needs no introduction, folks.
Okay. The unknown traffic man.
He's got a bag over his head now. I'm sorry. It's a cone. It's an orange cone.
Thank you, Mr. Casey. Flag that as well. The inner loop of the Capitol Beltway is still slow, and it's still backed up coming down the hill from New Hampshire Avenue from Route 29 and over in Montgomery County. There's an accident on the ramp. That's a busy ramp, the ramp from the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway to northbound 95. The straight-through traffic, if you have business over at College Park, you're heading down towards the BW Parkway, just stay to the left. The exiting traffic there is still having a problem, and they still have light rain there. It's raining. It's a steady light rain, but no issues right now at the Bay Bridge, Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. Everybody's behaving themselves so far. I-97 at Route 32 still in the clear. Thought I heard Baltimore County a minute ago say they either rolled up on a wreck or they had a report of a wreck now around Route 702 and the Beltway over on the southeast side. I'll keep my eye on that to see if I can find it. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. It is not promising. Rainy and cool, low 60s today. Rain continues tonight, low 50s. And then tomorrow could be a total washout. Most of the day, rain, upper 50s. And we're keeping our hope alive for maybe Sunday afternoon, maybe just a break for a little bit. But right now, it is 57 and cloudy in Parkville, 58. Chance of light rain the next hour in downtown Baltimore. Let's take a phone call here from Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay.
Hi. Good morning, Casey and the Sunshine. I mean, Casey and the company. Pardon me. Hey, before I go into the Attorney General's office, and is there an election coming up? Can you tell me?
Yeah. There's a primary election on June 23rd. Early voting begins June the 11th.
That would explain why there's another virus on the horizon now.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the midterms in the fall. Yeah.
I thought there might be an election coming up soon as I heard about the virus.
No, you got Ebola. And by the way, Dulles International Airport is now screening for Ebola. There, what is being done at BWI, Governor Moore? Are we screening for Ebola at Baltimore Washington International Airport? I'm just curious, just saying.
Don't know, but the actual reason I called. Do you know at the Attorney General's office? Now, I don't know if it was Brian Frosch that started it, or Brown. I think it might have been Frosch. They have an actual department. All budgeted. It's in their budget to have this separate department whose entire purpose is to sue the Trump administration.
Oh, yeah. That started under Frosch.
Yeah. It's a whole department who does nothing else but sue the administration.
Yeah, and in fact, Frosch did it 100 times in Trump's first term.
Right.
And we've got Brown right now is over 60 times already in the first year and a half.
It's 62 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good talking.
Clay, thanks so much. You have a great Memorial Day weekend. Appreciate that. Maryland continues to bleed population to lower-cost states. Families and business owners packing their bags are highlighting a disconnect between the lived reality of those of us who live in this state and have to pay taxes in this state and the narrative being offered by the state's political leadership. Fox 25's Tessa Bentulin, again, put a piece together and interviewed Mayor B.S. And he says, I don't see any problem. By the way, U-Haul, they did a survey, were the sixth worst state for out-migration in the country, right behind California, New York, Illinois, New Jersey, and a few others. Here is how Mayor Scott sees it.
I can tell you that there is not a single day that I open up some social media app where I do not have people saying, we want to move to Maryland. We want to move to Baltimore. And they far outweigh the folks saying to me that they want to leave.
Is this a concern for the city that people are moving out and what's being done to keep them here?
even people moving into Baltimore.
And what we're going to do to keep people here is continue to reduce violence in the city of Baltimore, invest in neighborhoods, reduce vacant homes, do all of the things that make people want to live in a place.
Jeez. I'd like to know what social media apps those are that he's opening up, and people go, can't wait to move to Maryland, specifically Baltimore. I'd love to see some evidence of that, Mr. Mayor. The governor's office defending the administration's economic record. His press team pointed out this year the governor balanced the budget with no new taxes or fees while delivering additional direct relief to Marylanders. Yeah, $12 a month on our utility bills. Whoop-dee-doo. Last year, you hit us with the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, and still makes it very hard for those of us to retire in the state that want to stay here, that have family here. Again, it's just amazing. We have Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman pushing back on concerns about residents leaving his county. He's saying that the demand for housing here is high. That's why retirees are able to sell their homes at high prices and move south for a quieter, warmer lifestyle. That's a good spin, huh? Average price for a home in Anne Arundel County, $600,000. Yeah, people are getting out of Dodge as soon as they can. So, you know, again, we see it, we hear it all the time. I see it here on the number of listeners that used to listen here and live here in Maryland and now are in other states like, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Tennessee, Florida, Texas, you name it. All right, stick with us here. It's 7 o'clock with Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says past U.S. presidents have for decades considered actively intervening in Cuba. But in Mr. Trump's words, it looks like I'll be the one that does it. Secretary of State Rubio says the administration would like to resolve differences with Cuba peacefully, but he doubts the U.S. can reach a diplomatic resolution with the island's communist regime. Having arrived in Sweden, Secretary Rubio will be addressing a NATO foreign ministers meeting. President Trump has sharply criticized the alliance for not helping out in the Iran war. There's also a good deal of uncertainty about the future U.S. role in the NATO alliance. The president says the U.S. will be sending another 5,000 troops to Poland. The move comes as 5,000 American troops are pulled out of Germany. It's a lengthy prison sentence for a Minnesota woman, the center of a massive fraud scandal. It ripped off taxpayers to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars.
In what is billed by officials as the largest COVID-19 fraud scheme in the country, Amy Bach has been sentenced to nearly 42 years in prison. Bach ran Feeding Our Future and was convicted in a staggering $250 million fraud case that helped ignite an immigration crackdown in Minnesota by the Trump administration. After the sentencing, authorities held a news conference to announce charges against 15 more people accused of fraud and receiving federal payments for a variety of social services administered through Minnesota's state government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A NASCAR icon is dead. Kyle Busch was just 41 years old. Two-time Cup Series champ, he won more races than anyone across NASCAR's three national series. His family says Busch died after being hospitalized. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 114, NASDAQ futures ahead 19 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're considering investing in precious metals, don't wait. The Iranian conflict seems to be nearing an end, and the time is now to position your retirement for massive growth. Advantage Gold is America's number one precious metals company, and they want to send you a free gold and silver investor guide valued at $49 when you call 800-900-8000. Plus, you'll get a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Our specialists can help you open a new account or transfer funds from an existing IRA, tax and penalty free, and show you how a gold-backed IRA can put real, tangible assets into your retirement portfolio. Markets react to news cycles, but gold has maintained its value through inflation, volatility, and economic uncertainty. When the purchasing power of the dollar declines, that's when investors turn to gold and silver. Make your move now. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Results may vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 703. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new delay here in Anne Arundel County, southbound I-97. The wreck is at New Cut Road. The camera there is not functioning, but I can look at the camera here at Route 100, and there is a backup there already. So it looks like several lanes are blocked. And again, it's I-97 southbound after Route 100. The northbound traffic coming up from Benfield right now is not too bad, but they're going to look at it. So we're going to probably get some brake lights as well. And then also keep in mind some light rain in that area adding to that. Baltimore County just dispatching out to a wreck on Back River Neck Road on the southeast side of the county. I think that's to the south of Old Eastern Avenue. We'll get a confirmation, but I heard at least two medic units now heading into that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, rainy and cooler today. Temperatures only in the low 60s. Plan on more rain tonight as temperatures fall back into the very cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 degrees in Abingdon and 55 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that as Baltimore County's three state's attorney candidates took to the debate stage on Thursday, attention after the event quickly shifted from what was said at the podium to who's spending money behind the scenes. Following the May 21st debate, Fox 45 News questioned candidates about a recent surge of outside spending in the race. A 52-year-old owner of a Maryland cheer academy is accused of sexually abusing a 9-year-old girl. Maryland State Police announced Thursday Dustin Moss Burkett of Annapolis has been criminally charged with second-degree rape, abuse of a minor, fourth-degree sexual offense, and second-degree assault. An investigation was initiated by the Maryland State Police Criminal Enforcement Division, Eastern Region, on April 3, 2026. According to the detectives, the alleged assault between Burkett and the young girl happened last summer and this spring on the property of the Eastern Shore Cheer Academy in Stevensville. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 425, the pick 4, 0260. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If you're struggling to hear conversations, TV, or the people you love, now there's an easier, more affordable solution without spending thousands. Audion Hearing makes high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Free shipping and dedicated one-on-one support in the comfort of your own home. No doctor's offices, no pressure. Clearer hearing delivered right to your door. Join over 1 million happy customers hearing life more clearly. Visit audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9255. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Orioles begin a season-long 9-game homestand tonight with a 7:05 first pitch against the Tigers, looking to bounce back from a sweep at the hands of the Rays. Jackson Holliday will make his home debut in the series. Manager Albanez was asked how he'll manage his return.
We're going to be smart with his build-up and getting back to play. And also, there's other guys on the team, too, that have been performing really well. You know, JJ in particular. So, you know, we want to make sure that JJ's still playing as well.
Chris Bassitt takes the ball for Baltimore tonight, opposed by former Oriole Jack Flaherty, and the Tigers are reeling, swept by Cleveland. They're 1-9 in their last 10 games, having scored a grand total of 21 runs. Meanwhile, more from national baseball writer Tom Verducci in an interview on PressBoxOnline.com on the state of the Orioles.
We're very quick to get rid of coaches and managers, less quick to get rid of the guys who are putting the teams together. And once again, I'll agree with you. It's not to say his job is on the line with Mike Elias, but I think it's a fair conversation.
Elias has been in charge here for 8 years now, 2 playoff appearances, no playoff wins. And finally, more on the passing of NASCAR icon Kyle Busch, who died suddenly yesterday at the age of 41. Busch is the all-time record holder for wins in both the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. His most recent win came just last weekend at Dover when he led for 147 laps in a dominating Truck Series victory. Despite his last Cup Series win coming in 2023, Busch will undoubtedly be a future Hall of Famer. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ben McDonald explains his rant. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1800-WCBM-680. That is the, or those are the, local contact numbers for us here. AM680WCBM.com is our email address. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We'll read some of those texts coming up in just a moment here on the program. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at residents are calling out city leaders for uncollected, unpaid parking tickets and fines that are costing millions of dollars in the city. Ilhan Omar addressing allegations being asked by TMZ DC. They tracked her down just the other day. But our top story here today, Maryland doesn't care about your tax dollars. And that has been proven so many times. Look, one of the reasons why we had the largest tax increase in history is obviously the Democrats' addiction to growing government and to spending our money. Two is the inefficiency and the insensitivity and just lack of care of oversight of how they dole out $20 billion in grants every year. And did you know that there isn't one uniform standard for this, that each individual state agency comes up with their own? They come up with their own protocols and standards, if even they have any. I would love to see what the each and every state agency should be made to reveal those protocols and standards, if there are any. I doubt there are. And again, you have this fragmented bureaucracy allowing these individual agencies to dictate their own oversight policies is a recipe for disaster. Now, the absence of standards means there's no single ledger or oversight mechanism for this estimated $20 billion going out the door. It's our money. And for a year now, Spotlight on Maryland at Fox 45 and the Baltimore Sun have investigated how Maryland tax dollars are being distributed to nonprofits every year. State leaders, including our governor, have been unable or are refusing to provide that figure to us all. And that highlights a fundamental failure in fiscal accountability. And again, this is leading to multi-budget deficits over the course of last year, this year, next year, year after that, into the foreseeable future. Here's Delegate Mark Fisher on this inefficiency.
So we should know where all this money is going and how it's being spent and whether it's being spent efficiently, rather than constantly going after the taxpayers and saying, oh, now we've got to raise income taxes or sales taxes or real estate taxes again.
Lawmakers established something called MEGA, Maryland Efficient Grant Application Council. All right, this is what Democrats do. Let's form a committee. Let's talk about the solutions, and then they never implement the solution. So this committee was formed in 2020 to establish formal grant-making standards for state agencies to reduce waste and fraud. MEGA released two reports so far, one in 2021, one in 2024. Both of those reports acknowledged a need for a uniform grant-making system. And the 2021 report stated that Maryland administers $20 billion in grants annually across more than 30 state agencies and thousands of grant programs. However, the path to reform has been slow. Lawmakers have since revoked requirements for annual reports and pushed the council's final recommendations to next year. 7 years. It takes 7 years to form a committee and come up with a report on what we should do to standardize these reports to grant makers. And Delegate Fisher was asked, why the delay?
You know, and the thing is they're intentionally waiting until after the election. Maryland is effectively bankrupt. It really is. And so why is it that the Democrat Party in Westmoreland don't want to look into these really important issues to save money? And it's because they always want to kick the can down the road past the election, at which point you can't hold them accountable for what they are going to do next, which is they're going to raise taxes.
It's a vicious cycle, is it not? We've seen it time and time again. It's like Groundhog Day in here in Maryland. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's one of the traffic groundhogs coming out of his hole.
Nice.
Saw his shadow, and there's going to be 3 more days of rain, folks.
It's going to be 6 more months of bad traffic.
That's right.
Does it ever go away? No. It gets worse every day. Case in point, there are 3 state police cars now at this wreck at the ramp of Route 702 right at the Beltway. Room to get by, but I'm not sure this vehicle ran off the road. He's in the bushes down there because I don't see the vehicle that was involved, but the 3 troopers are right there on the ramp. So just be careful they're there with their flashing lights on. We found the wreck on the Essex side, the Middle River side of the county, back River Neck Road at Hyde Park Road, and I do think I heard another medic unit going in there, so maybe 2, possibly 3 medic units with that wreck on Back River Neck Road. And then the accident and a vehicle fire, apparently, I-97 southbound at New Cut Road. The camera at New Cut Road is out, but I can see the backup is all the way back at Route 100, and it might only be 1 lane on I-97 southbound right now as you're trying to go into Millersville down below 648. Maybe if you're going towards Annapolis, you might slide across 100, pick up Ritchie Highway to get around that for a while as a good detour route. Capitol Beltway was still slow with a wreck on the inner loop ramp from the Capitol Beltway to go north onto I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, rainy, cool today, tonight, tomorrow could be a total washout. Today, low 60s and low 50s tonight for the low and upper 50s for the high. That's all we get tomorrow. And it's going to be struggling to get into the 60s so far. Right now we're looking at it is a 58 and rain in Severn, and we've got 57 cloudy skies in Parkfield. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order aiming at lowering the cost of groceries by reversing Biden-era restrictions on refrigerators and air conditioners. Joining him in the White House, grocery store chain executives, administration officials, and the president told reporters and others gathered, this would substantially lower costs for consumers, protect hundreds of thousands of jobs, and save Americans well over $2 billion a year.
Today's my honor to be discussing the taking of a very historic action to substantially lower costs for consumers, protect hundreds of thousands of jobs, and save Americans well over $2 billion a year by officially terminating the Biden administration's ridiculous regulations imposing costly requirements on refrigerators and air conditioners. It's ridiculous, unnecessary, and costly, and actually makes the machinery worse.
Yeah, you're talking about specific high-cost refrigerants, which drive up the price of transporting storing foods with these refrigerants. And when it comes to air conditioning, have you had Freon injected into your system recently? Somebody just called me the other day, said they had to have Freon put into their system just the other day when it got really hot. $600. $600 for Freon. It is just outrageous. It really is. President Trump has announced 5,000 more troops to be stationed in Poland. He reversed after pulling these troops out of Germany. Said he wasn't going to give them to Poland, but he did cite a good relationship with the President Nowacki of Poland, and that's why they get the 5,000. Congressman Tim Burchett erupted in fury after the spineless, swampy Republicans cut a backroom deal to let Democrats run the show.
Hey, everybody. Tim Burchett just left the committee. Had some amendments
that were cutting regulation, things that we should as Republicans do because of backroom deals they cut. They won't allow any amendments on the bill because the Democrats would, or if one Democrat didn't agree to it. So here we are in the majority, and we're not allowed to do that. And I'll guarantee you when the Democrats are in the majority, which they very much will, could be because of this kind of garbage, if we're going to be in the majority, you all have extended us an incredible gift, and we're going to blow it because we're not acting like we're in the majority. We got opportunity. It's not sexy. Deals with bridges and things. That, anyway, the bill, the amendment did. And we allow the Democrats to tell us what to do. It's just unbelievable. At some point, we're going to have to give some guts. This town is crooked as a dog's leg, and I'm disgusted. So, thank you all for sending me here. I really am glad you sent me here. This is kind of stuff I want to fight, and I'll let them have it. Anyway, thank you all.
Tim Burchett, we need more Tim Burchetts. We need more APLs. It's just the deep state is still fighting Trump tooth and nail. John Thune basically took his toys and went home out of the sandbox when he delayed the reconciliation vote to fund ICE and Border Patrol until after the Senate reconvenes in June. This is all about Trump endorsing Ken Paxton over his pretty boy and rhino John Cornyn. Meanwhile, they're lashing out. Both Senate and House Republicans maneuvering to block Trump's government $1.776 billion weaponization compensation fund. They're basically, the argument here is, according to Mitch McConnell, Tom Tillis, and other rhinos, that people who assaulted cops on January 6th will now get a chance to get compensation for their assault. That's not going to happen, folks. And this is a total mischaracterization of what's a people that were, again, held without bail. Some as long as 400 and some days, no bail, in harsh conditions. Some who all they did was trespass, allegedly, into the Capitol, had to spend exorbitant amounts of legal fees, and so on and so forth. Those are the people that can seek compensation, who, when lawfare was used against them, who were wrongfully accused, who were held without bail for months, if not years, the people that actually assault the police officers, they're not going to get a cent. They're not going to get a dime. But this is how the deep state continues to try to fight President Trump. Okay. More on that coming up. We'll see what happens when they come back. But John Thune must be replaced. All it takes is five senators. I count at least 10. The question, I don't know if there's enough votes to oust him completely, but a message has to be sent to Thune, who's got to be one of the worst Republican leaders since Paul Rhino. Remember that name? That's the way it went down 488 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
When's the last time you had your hearing checked out? And, of course, many of us do that when there's some kind of problem, earwax or maybe an ear infection or swimmer's ear, whatever it is. Usually you react when there's some problem with your hearing. But you really should treat your hearing like you do your annual physical, your vision check, and make sure you get your benchmark hearing test done. And the best place to do that, Audiology Associates, over 10 locations that serve you throughout the Baltimore Metro. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team. Empathetic, gentle approach to all your hearing issues. And recent studies do conclude that hearing loss, especially as we age, can lead to feelings of isolation, in some cases, worst case scenario, even early dementia. So you want to make sure that you are hearing properly and you address any hearing issues, no matter what they might be, sooner rather than later. And you can do that at, of course, Audiology Associates. Call for your appointment, 410-944-3100, or at aaaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates today, 410-944-3100.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets.
Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Rain on the BW Parkway. Now report of an accident northbound near the ramp here at Route 32. And to see the impact there, actually both sides of the roadway getting some slowing. But it looks like it's northbound near the ramp at Route 32. Big wreck, I-97 southbound at Road. Apparently had vehicle fire involved there as well. Two of the left-hand lanes, that was the latest report that we had, were still affected. Only one lane was getting by to the right. A backup there as you're coming south from the ramps at Route 100 and coming down from Ferndale and working your way south on I-97. Baltimore County with a couple of things. They had three state troopers on the ramp at Route 702 at the Beltway. Traffic was getting by. And then the wreck on Back River Neck Road at Hyde Park Road over on the southeast side. Capitol Beltway still slow. They had an accident this morning on the ramp. And then with the light rain, it's slow on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. The wreck was on the ramp to go north onto I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, yeah, it's not pretty bleak. Rainy and cool, low 60s, rain tonight, low 50s, and Saturday could be a total washout, rain all day, upper 50s. And, you know, you just take a peek into Sunday and see what it looks like. And there's a 95% chance of rain on Sunday, 80% Monday, and extending into Tuesday as well. So first hint of sunshine might be next Wednesday or Thursday. So, you know, again, just got to make the best of it, right? That's all you can do. Right now, 56 in the Columbia, 56 in Owings Mills. So we're talking about why don't they like inspectors general? Why don't they want any kind of forensic audits? And the audits that they do perform, again, are just basically sort of state of the current state government, city government, municipal government, whatever the case. But nothing is ever done to address the problem. Nothing, because Democrats don't want any accountability over how they're spending your tax dollars, our tax dollars. They want carte blanche. They think it's their money. They think it's their prerogative, their privilege to spend the money, because after all, we allegedly elect them to represent us. But that's not been the case in this state. There's not been a true democracy here in the state of Maryland. It's not, it isn't. Again, now, part of that is the Maryland Republican Party. The opposition party is controlled opposition. They're not strong opposition. They're not there to represent the taxpayers. They're there to represent themselves. And as I've said, the two-party system is really the uniparty, and they just take turns driving the bus, although the Democrats don't let the Republicans drive too much here in the state of Maryland. So when you look at the issues here and the lack of reform or standards when it comes to our taxpayer dollars, Delegate Matt Morgan saying there's just no urgency on the part of the Democrats and some Republicans as well.
Well, it says that they don't know what they're doing, and they don't care about taxpayer money. And what it tells me is they're more concerned about, you know, having the press release that they're trying to accomplish a problem than actually being good stewards of taxpayer money.
Yeah, when you look at it, the governor's office pointed to recent cooperation with state lawmakers aimed at boosting oversight of taxpayer dollars. But here's what their report came up with. It's amazing. We have to spend $16 million to develop a new financial management information system, $10 million to address repeated audit findings at state agencies. Repeated. That means it's happened each and every year. $4 million on fiscal leadership and recruitment, and $1 million to extend the government modernization initiative within the governor's office. That's $31 million of our taxpayer money that has to be spent just to collect or monitor or audit money that should have been audited already. This is just a monumental waste of our taxpayer money. And if you follow the money, and that's what you need to do. For instance, the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services last year awarded $6 million to We Our Us nonprofit, despite them being years behind on tax filings and its president owing $200,000 in taxes to the state and federal government. Again, you look at a lot of these nonprofits that get taxpayer dollars, they're being listed as delinquent in the state's charity database. Any agency or nonprofit that is delinquent should be cut off immediately. Either you follow the rules or you abide by the rules. I mean, in the private world, private sector, this kind of behavior, this kind of business practice would never be tolerated. Why do we tolerate it at the state or government level? It should not be tolerated at all. So, again, we're going to take a look at maybe some other states. Other states do it right. Other states, there's a model there for how this should be done. Maryland doesn't do it, and some might say it's incompetence. I don't think it's incompetence. I think it's done intentionally. Because if you know that you have to fess up to the taxpayers that you've been wasting their money, that you've been defrauding the taxpayers through fraud and corruption and so on and so forth, then maybe, just maybe, taxpayers will revolt and vote you out. But then again, one wonders. Because you're getting the same kinds of services in the city year in, year out. We'll get to them a little bit later on in this hour. That residents, what the residents of the city of Baltimore have discovered, nearly $300 million in unpaid fines. And the city is facing a $64 million budget deficit. That wiped that out lickety-split, wouldn't it? All right, 7:30, let's get the latest news headlines once again with the update. Here is Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Maryland distributes billions of taxpayer dollars through grants every year, yet the state lacks a centralized system to ensure that money is tracked, audited, or spent effectively. Instead, a fragmented bureaucracy allows individual agencies to dictate their own oversight policies, a patchwork approach that financial experts and lawmakers warn leaves the state vulnerable to waste and fraud. The absence of uniform standards means there's no single ledger or oversight mechanism for the estimated $20 billion or more in grants the state funnels through more than 30 agencies annually. For more than a year, Spotlight on Maryland and its partners at Fox 45 and the Baltimore Sun have investigated how Maryland tax dollars are distributed to nonprofits every year. State leaders have been unable to provide that figure or have refused. The Maryland State Highway Administration will be assessing the Falston intersection where 16-year-old Tyler Benton was killed in a dirt bike crash earlier this month. Harford County Councilmember Allison Imhoff announced Thursday. On May 5th, around 2:30 p.m., troopers with the Maryland State Police Bel Air Barrack were called to the intersection of Falston Road and Pleasantville Road for a crash involving a car and electric dirt bike. And a Harford County building fire on Thursday afternoon caused about $1 million worth of damage, according to the Office of the Maryland State Fire Marshal. Shortly after 1 p.m. on May 21st, crews with the Joppa Magnolia Volunteer Fire Company and Abingdon Fire Company were called to Botcher Systems, located at 4600 Mercedes Drive in Belcamp, for a building fire. And Howard County police arrested five men in connection with a child sexual exploitation investigation after an undercover sting operation in Columbia, in which investigators say the suspects showed up expecting to meet young girls. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Light rain on the Capitol Beltway. It's real slow on the outer loop now, going from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. That's with the rain and the heavy traffic. The inner loop is still backed up from Route 29 from Georgia Avenue. They're trying to get over to an accident scene that's on the ramp from the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, the ramp that would take you north onto I-95. And with that, pretty good size back up there. The straight through traffic towards College Park, you need to stay to the center and the left as you're going through there. It's a little better, but still backed up along I-97 southbound. We had the wreck. We had a vehicle fire reported near New Cut Road. We still have brake lights there going south from Route 100. And the BW Parkway is slow here in and around the Fort Meade area, with an accident reported northbound at Route 32. But with the light rain and the traffic is heavy on the southbound side. Baltimore County still working on their wreck on the Essex side at Back River Neck Road at Hyde Park Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here are Fox 45 forecast. Rainy and cooler today. Temperatures only in the low 60s. Plan on more rain tonight as temperatures fall back into the very cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Well, it was the post-game show of all post-game shows, talking about Ben McDonald and his rant against baseball analytics that made national news. Big Ben took to the airwaves yesterday on the Ryan Ripken show and explained.
I briefly lost my mind yesterday on the post-game show.
Of course he did, and that dealing with baseball analytics is what he was talking about, and he continued a little later on.
The analytical world, to me, is real. We need smart people in our game, and I don't want people to think that I'm totally 100% against analytics, because I'm not. We need those people in our game. Having said that, I don't think it's the end-all, be-all, and I'm sitting there watching Tampa play, who, by the way, has the best record in Major League Baseball, and I'm going, you know, a big part of that was, you know, everybody made a big deal. The Orioles had the third hardest hit rate in baseball. Well, the Rays going into the series had the 30th. They were dead last in hard hit rate.
On that note, the Baltimore Sun citing these numbers this morning in terms of the Orioles and where they stand. Since 1898, 640 Major League Baseball teams have lost 29 of their first 50 games, and only 13 of them, that's 2%, have turned their season around to make the playoffs. Now, on the bright side, of the 13 teams that have climbed out of this big early hole, three of them have done so since 2022, when MLB added their third wild card spot to the playoff field. Elsewhere in baseball, you may not realize this, but the Rays, who just swept the Orioles, aren't the hottest team in baseball, because that title belongs to the Guardians.
Bailey with a drive, deep right center field, on the run, Perez, and it is gone! Patrick Bailey's first home run as a Cleveland Guardian.
Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Patrick Bailey just acquired from the Giants with some insurance in the 8th. 3-1 the final yesterday in Detroit. The Guardians now 9-1 in their last 10 games. It's not a new look, but you'll see some tweaks to it this year. Talking about the Ravens defense, 3-safety look, a scheme that Jesse Minter used successfully in L.A. We know Kyle Hamilton and Malachi Starks will be two of the safeties, but the third one is Jalen Hawkins, the highly sought-after free agent acquired by the Ravens in the offseason, who tells the Lounge on Ravens.com what brought him to Baltimore.
Just the way this culture is, this team, the history, you know, and what we have right now. I mean, I believe in the guys that we have on our team, and I believe we could do something special.
The Patriots pursued him, as well as the Panthers, Cowboys, and Texans. And finally, the sudden passing of NASCAR great Kyle Busch at the age of 41 came as a shock yesterday. Busch making his mark in NASCAR during his time with Joe Gibbs Racing, where he spent the majority of his career and won two championships. He left JGR for Richard Childress Racing after the 22 season, won three times during his first season. The time now is 7:37 when we return, adding to the legend of the great Bo Jackson.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, YorktownSocial.com.
You want to hear something really going to upset you?
Yes. Well, do I?
I think you have to.
Oh.
The thing is that you cover all the sports, good and bad.
Okay.
The Chicago White Sox are in second place.
3.5 games behind Cleveland.
They're above, the Chicago White Sox.
They're above 500.
Wow.
Things change, Sean. Things change.
They do, except here.
Yeah. Well, they changed. 23 and 24.
Yeah,
we were good.
That's
now
true.
They've changed again. You know, for those who remember Bo Jackson, right?
Yeah.
His career was so short that sometimes it seemed like it didn't even happen. Because he was just there for like 2 or 3 years, and then all of a sudden he was gone. This is a story that he tells a podcast called Shaqalicious. It's hosted by Shaq.
Right.
It's actually produced by Shaq. It's not hosted by him. But anyway, the legend of Bo Jackson started when he was 9 years old. Just listen to this clip.
My Little League baseball season was over. And the guys that play in the men's industrial league, the catcher wrecked on his motorcycle and broke his ankle. They needed a catcher. I caught. And first guy got on base, drive stealing, I threw him out on my knees. Then got up and hit a home run at 9 years old.
Against grown men in an industrial. Against
grown men in their 20s.
Wow.
Bo Jackson at nine years old.
Yeah, he was a exceptional athlete. Exceptional. Probably one of the best of all time.
Yes, one of the best of all time. Jesse Owens, of course, Jim Thorpe back in the day. But in modern day history, probably the best.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Wow.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39. Speaking of stories, Governor Wes Moore sat down with Jonathan Martin, Politico. He does this On the Road podcast where they take politicians and they go and they dine and they discuss politics over breakfast, lunch, or dinner. In this case, he invited Governor Moore invited him to Coco's on Hartford Road for crab cakes. And they sat down over crab cakes and discussed a bunch of stuff. And listen carefully as Martin asks him, does he consider himself a progressive?
Are you a progressive? I think if you look at the fact that we've done things like raising the minimum wage, I think if you look at the fact that we have had the largest mass pardon in the history of the United States of America. I mean, I pardoned over 175,000 misdemeanor cannabis convictions in the stroke of a pen. I think there's a lot of progressives who really like and appreciate what I've done, but I think what they also know is I have my own mind, and I don't think that any block of a party or frankly any political party has the market cornered. You wouldn't call yourself a moderate or progressive? No, I mean, because I actually don't know what that means. Because I think what ends up happening is that if you say I am a moderate Democrat, I am a progressive Democrat, somehow that means I'm supposed to like whole cloth swallow what someone else's interpretation of that is, and I don't sign on to that.
First off, he's not a conservative. We know that. He's not an America First MAGA guy. We know that. And there's really maybe he's had a few positions and or statements that are moderate like. This guy is a card-carrying member of the progressive left because he's made the calculation. That's what it took to get him elected here in the state of Maryland. And so will he shift? Will he change for the 2028 presidential? Because I don't think he's going to be able to win as a progressive nationally. But again, he is a political chameleon, just like, you know who else? Barack Hussein Obama. Now, he loves to say he was born in Baltimore. He wasn't. He was born in Tacoma Park. He does admit that in this podcast. But then anybody from Baltimore, anybody that was lived here for any number of time, raised here, spent a number of years here, would know where Oprah Winfrey cut her teeth, where she worked.
Sir, I remember you had quite the crowd there, including Oprah Winfrey, who spoke. And it was a big day.
The Baltimore girl.
It was a big day. Right. She used to be a, she and Gail King were memorably broadcasters. Right. WBAL, is that right?
WBAL.
WBAL. No. It was WJZ, Channel 13. That's where Oprah and Gayle King worked in Baltimore. See, very quick. Yeah, WBAL, sure. Yes, yes, she worked there. Off of this podcast, he's a Baltimore girl. Nancy Pelosi, Baltimore daughter. All about Baltimore, Baltimore, Baltimore. He knows nothing about Baltimore. Unless what people tell him. Just amazing. Then on his service record, they talked about some of the opposition research that came out by Democrats, by the way, before Sinclair and Fox 45 got a hold of it.
Well, you got hit pretty hard in 2022 by your own party. It wasn't just the right then. It was folks, you know, in the primary, Tom Perez, John King, who were coming after you. I remember there was an Oppo file dropped on your head saying, hey, you know, Moore exaggerates this, that, and everything. Is that something that you take to heart, or is that a bad faith critique against you?
Listen, it doesn't matter to me if it's coming from a Democratic operative or a Republican operative.
Right.
You know what I always say? You know who it's not coming from? The United States Army.
Right.
They don't question my story. You know who doesn't question my story? The 82nd Airborne Division, who I served with in Afghanistan, or the Army that awarded me the Bronze Star and a Combat Action Badge for my actions. You know who doesn't question the University of Oxford, where I earned a master's degree in international relations. You know who doesn't question my story? Johns Hopkins University, where I was the first Black Rhodes Scholar in the history of the school.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Some of his DD-214 was released, and there are people now questioning it. There are contradictory statements, there are conflicts, and more on that coming up in the next hour with this podcast with Politico. 743. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Let's get an update on traffic and weather on the threes with the King, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought you as a service of Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I-97 southbound still slow. The wreck was a New Cut Road. The backup is still there. It's slow. It's not completely jammed. A little better, but still backed up at the bridge at Route 100 on the VW Parkway. That wreck was northbound near the ramp at Route 32. With light rain there, there's even an impact for the traffic southbound. Capitol Beltway, still some big delays there with the rain. The accident has been there pretty much the entire ride this morning on the ramp from the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, leaving Montgomery County, the ramp that takes you north onto I-95. So that's still a big delay. The outer loop is slow going around to the Mormon Temple in that light rain. Back at this accident here at the ramp at Route 702 in the Beltway. And in fact, just like I thought, this vehicle went off the roadway, went behind the guardrail, ended up in the grass. So now there's a wrecker there, several police cars, room to get by. Just be careful on the ramp. Baltimore County still working on the wreck at Back River Neck Road at Hyde Park Road. The summer driving season just around the corner actually begins this weekend. So let Bernie's Automotive check everything you have. Tires, brakes, cooling system, hoses, and more. Stop in, get it done today before the weekend. See Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, wet Memorial Day weekend. Whether you're heading to the beach or the mountains or wherever you are, it is going to be largely indoors for the grilling and the cookouts and so on and so forth.
Stick it in the microwave.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes what I do is I take the umbrella out on the deck and I just grill under the umbrella. So,
that could work.
Yeah, it does. You do what you got to do to celebrate Memorial Day. Right now, 59 and cloudy in Middle River, 57 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Guy in Owings Mills. Good morning, Guy.
Oh, hey there. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last, please.
All right. Good luck to you, sir. Story one. In the latest insanity in academia, in California, colleges plan private graduation ceremonies for illegal aliens. Among the schools engaging in this lawlessness, Cal State, Stanislaus State, and others, they're saying that they don't want the illegal alien grads subject to ICE in public. Staying in California, story two, a bill in California would require the Anaheim Angels to drop Los Angeles from its much-maligned name due to the fact they don't even play in Los Angeles County, let alone the city. So no word on if the bill would pass or not, they could become the Anaheim Angels. Well, story two, three rather. Pro-life Senator Marsha Blackburn will introduce a bill next week when the Senate returns that will mandate safe haven baby boxes at all Planned Parenthood locations. Blackburn said this will provide a much-needed alternative to abortion at Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. All right, story one, private grads for illegal aliens in California. Story two, the Anaheim Angels might be forced to change their name. And story three, safe haven baby boxes at Planned Parenthood. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Oh, come on. Number three.
All right, Maggie goes for number three. And Kristen?
Yeah, I don't understand. What were the baby boxes? You're supposed to put the baby in there? Or
safe haven.
Supplies?
It's where it's, you can drop off a baby.
But at Planned Parenthood.
Anonymously.
Okay, I don't think I would trust Planned Parenthood to leave the baby with, so I think I'll say three, because I hope that's false.
All right, Kristen goes for story three. Chuck?
Two, please.
Last thing I want to do is save baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Chuck goes two. And this is Guy's vote in Owings Mills. Guy?
I'm going to vote with three, because I know one. True, but yeah, I'll go with three.
All right. One is true. They're playing private graduation ceremonies for illegal aliens in California. Story two, forcing the Anaheim Angels to use that name instead of Los Angeles, is also true. That means the girls win it today, Maggie and Kristen.
And a guy.
And Guy, of
hey,
course.
Hey, there you go.
Girls and a guy. All right.
Sounds like a filmer.
Congratulations, yeah. Guy. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. By the way, I think that launches Kristen back into the lead again. Chuck had temporarily regained the lead yesterday, but now, of course, with this...
I have no record.
You know, again, your record...
Yes, you do. Just in Baltimore County, though.
We don't want to talk about your record. Your record goes back when you were a juvie.
Joker! The heck it does!
Of course, it's been sealed, hasn't it?
I just wasn't caught.
Don't you remember I saw you on a chain gang on Washington Boulevard once?
Let's not talk about that.
I know, sorry. You were Cool Hand Luke.
That was ancient history. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple of guys. Congratulations. Do all again on Tuesday morning. We're off on Monday. We'll have a special Fisher House Memorial Day program airing this Monday, Memorial Day, as we remember our fallen soldiers and those that have paid the last measure of devotion, the ultimate sacrifice, those soldiers and those in the military that gave their lives so that we could be free, so that we could be here today. That's what the holiday is truly all about. More on that coming up a little bit later on. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, and the best of Casey and Company available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
Trump DOJ launched an investigation into Maryland after 500,000 mail-in ballots were sent out in error. Yeah, 500,000 ballots were sent out in error. 500,000 ballots don't get sent out unless dozens of people sign off on it. An error is misspelling someone's name on your Starbucks cup. An error isn't sending out 500,000 ballots to the wrong people.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
.752 Baltimore County passing their $5 billion budget this week, and then increases for schools and public safety, and trying to get to see apparently taxes in my initial review of the budget will remain the same again, along with continued increases in school and public safety. and the spending here. Most of the council, which is now down to six members following Wade Katch's resignation, agree with the budget as proposed, did not offer any changes. Though Councilman Patoka, who's running for county executive, attempted to propose cuts totaling $1 million across three agencies to reallocate to the school system. So, but again, education is the main, the biggest thing is education funding. Public safety, of course, we've had a lot of questions this year about Towson Town and other areas of the county that desperately need more police. They are going to get about $14.5 million more in the Baltimore County budget, but the big takeaway here is that as of right now, there'll be no significant or any increase in taxes. They will remain the same. That is always good news. 7:53, traffic and weather on the freeze. With the update now, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I think you could trade out some vigilantes.
You could.
Get them some restaurant stuff.
Yeah, do some barter. That would be the vigilante barter. We had the, what was it, the ASAP... supporters or the samurai guys out in Oakland that were getting rid of the squatters. It's an ASAP squatter removal. That was it. Yeah. We can start the...
allowed to carry, so if they can carry and you give them a little food or something, they can be out there.
The Barter Vigilante Squad. I like
it. Not bad.
All right.
That's the BVS.
Get to work on it over the weekend.
I'll work on it now. Southbound I-97, right at Route 100, still slow. We had the wreck. We had a vehicle fire down at the ramp at New Cut Road. That's still backed up, and it's still slow. It's taking 15 or 20 minutes to get in and around that. BW Parkway northbound, the wreck at Route 32. That's still slow through there. Capitol Beltway had the wreck on the ramp from the inner loop to northbound 95. And now in Montgomery County, looks like a big wreck coming in. Several lanes are blocked. 270 northbound at Shady Grove Road. So traffic north of the Capitol Beltway on 270 north, getting up around Shady Grove Road. That's going to be a big problem on the northbound side, and some light rain is still continuing. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, rainy and cool today, high in the low 60s, pretty much the same for tonight, low 50s, and Saturday's a washout, Sunday rain, Monday, it's not going to be a nice weekend weather-wise anyway. Right now, it is cloudy, 57 in Bel Air, 59 in Dundalk. Marty says, once again, someone offers a free crab cake and a beer. I don't know who paid for it, so I don't know if it was the governor who paid for it. I doubt it, but you never know. Maybe it was comped by the folks at Coco's. Or maybe Jonathan Martin paid for it out of his budget for his podcast, I'm guessing. So if he did, everywhere you go, free crab cake and a beer. That is Governor Westmore. All right. So the city faces a $64 million budget deficit at the end of this year. And residents are just, you know, these are residents who have been taxed out the wazoo in Baltimore City. And they're, you might say, a bit upset. Because all of a sudden, Zeke Cohn's showing outrage. Oh, we've got to be just as ruthless. How much you're owed? And we got to do what BGE does. We got to go and gouge people, blah, blah, blah. Well, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is hire competent people to go and collect on the unpaid parking tickets and the fines. Those are just two areas, not to mention other bills and so on and so forth. But in those two areas, unpaid parking tickets, fines, and their penalties, which have accrued pretty significantly. And here are some residents talking about the unpaid fines.
There were a large number of accounts, over 100,000, that had unpaid parking fines in Baltimore City.
Yeah, and you know what they used to do in some cities? They put the boot on you. If you didn't pay your parking ticket or parking fines, they put a boot on it so you couldn't use your car. All you have to do is do that a couple of times. Do they even use boots anymore in Baltimore City? I know they use them in some other cities, but they don't in Baltimore City. And according to these residents, we're not talking about chump change here. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
That number is small or pales in comparison to what we found.
If these council people are worried about $4 million, it's laughable when you have hundreds of million dollars potentially regarding parking fines.
$288 million. That's the number. $288 million in fines and penalties have gone uncollected in Baltimore City. But Mayor BS says, no, you're wrong about that. We do pursue these unpaid bills.
They get a red light camera ticket and they miss the deadline. They get the notice very quickly that their costs are going up. We have to have the same vigor for these kind of things.
Yeah, well, getting a notice very quickly is not collecting. There's one thing about mailing the notice. It's another to collect on that notice. That's what we're talking about, Mr. Mayor. And apparently, you'd much rather fleece and tax the city residents than you would collect on those that have been violating the speed cameras, red light cameras, or even the parking cameras. And these unpaid tickets, and this is Sandra Seward down in the Federal Hill area, talking about this is an easy fix. It really is, but we don't have anybody competent enough to implement it.
Supposedly, we're in debt, and it's a lot of money that should be collected.
There is no way in hell that we should have this amount of money just standing out there.
Well, we do. We do. So, again, instead of complaining about it, why don't you take some action? Why don't you show some leadership skills and tell people once and for all, make it a public education campaign. We have nearly $300 million in unpaid fines and parking tickets. And going forward, there will be zero tolerance for any of this. Now, if you want to challenge it in court, appeal it, fine. That's your right. Do it. But if you're not appealing and you're not paying, we're going to extract our pound of flesh one way or the other. Okay? And that is, we're going to put a boot on your vehicle. So you won't be. Now, the problem is, at this point, there probably aren't enough boots to go around in Baltimore City for all of the violators. But I think you will just need maybe in just certain neighborhoods. Just have somebody see a boot being applied to a car, and they'll get the message. Okay? And maybe do a public service campaign on radio and television that, you know, if you don't pay the bill, you get the boot, literally. That might be go a long way. And that way you don't have to fleece the rest of law-abiding taxpayers in the city of Baltimore, just the ones that aren't paying their parking tickets and or their fines. All right, that's what should be done. Will it be done? I doubt it. Coming up next, Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingurande will join us. The latest on the mail-in ballots, as well as the war chest that Governor Moore has amassed for the upcoming election cycle. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's recess time for the Senate. Senators have left Washington for their holiday break without voting on roughly $70 billion for immigration enforcement. They leave town amid Republican disagreements over a $1.8 billion fund to compensate those who say they've been the victims of lawfare waged by the Biden Department of Justice. All eyes on Secretary of State Rubio addressing a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Sweden.
This is the first gathering of NATO foreign ministers since the start of the war in Iran, with the alliance under continuing strain over its fallout. The Trump administration has at times angrily demanded more help from its allies, many of whom have in turn privately shunned the risk of getting drawn into a war they don't see as part of NATO's mutual defense concept and which they weren't consulted about. Before boarding the plane to Sweden, asked by the BBC about unconfirmed reports the US could shrink its total troop numbers available in the event of an attack on a NATO country, Mr. Rubio said some of those issues would be discussed today.
The BBC's Tom Bateman, Secretary Rubio says a peaceful solution of the standoff with Cuba's communist regime is looking less likely, although he says the administration would prefer a diplomatic solution. The U.S. Marines have showcased their formidable capabilities with a live fire exercise in Japan, showcasing the HIMARS mobile rocket system. The exercise, part of a strategy aimed at deterring potential Chinese aggression against Taiwan. He was a husband, a father, and a NASCAR champ. Kyle Busch has died at just 41 years of age. He passed away in the hospital, suffering what his family calls a severe illness. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 178 points. NASDAQ futures 60 points higher. The S&P futures better by 16. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to Ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to Ready.com or call 800-885-REDY. 800-885-READY.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It looks like the accident in Prince George's County and Montgomery County right there at the ramp from the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway to northbound 95 is cleared now. Much better pace for the traffic coming over from New Hampshire Avenue, and that would help that out to get the traffic north on the 95 from there. Light rain continues. Capitol Beltway is slow. There was a big wreck on I-270 northbound in Montgomery County at Shady Grove Road. Several lanes were blocked there, and that's going to be a lengthy investigation. BW Parkway northbound is still slow with the wreck at Route 32. Scattered accidents kind of everywhere now. Light rain continues. So far, nothing major on the Beltway locally, and we've been in the clear, and the rain kind of holding off, and not a big problem southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, rainy and cooler today. Temperatures only in the low 60s. Plan on more rain tonight as temperatures fall back into the very cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 degrees in Pikesville and 58 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that as Baltimore faces a projected $64 million budget deficit, residents and city leaders are raising questions about money the city could be collecting but isn't, including hundreds of millions of dollars in unpaid parking and moving violation tickets. Some residents in South Baltimore said they were hardly surprised when a city audit discovered more than $4 million in uncollected revenue, and they said their own review suggests the total is far higher. And Baltimore County residents will see taxes remain the same, along with continued increases in school and public safety spending under a $4.96 billion fiscal 2027 budget approved Thursday. The County Council approved County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer's operating budget without a single spending cut from her original proposal. Under the county charter, the council can add or reallocate funds to the budget, only make cuts. Most of the council, down to six members, following Republican Councilman Wade Katch's resignation earlier this month, agreed with the budget as proposed and did not offer any changes. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 425, the pick 4, 0260. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys
from my guys. It's been solid most of the year, better than advertised, actually, until Wednesday. Talking about the Orioles' bullpen, which allowed 4 2-out runs in the eighth on a 5-3 loss to the Rays. Manager Albernez defending the pen despite the setback.
They've been put in some tough spots, and the bullpen life is... it's not forgiving, you know, and when you have a bad outing, it's all over the place. When you have a good outing, no one really cares to talk about it.
Rico Garcia is actually human, by the way, allowing 4 hits in his last 3 appearances after allowing just 1 in his previous 20. Birds and Tigers tonight at 7:05 with Chris Bassett taking the hill against Jack Flaherty as the Orioles open a 9-game homestand. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Canadiens never flinched in winning 2 Game 7s on the road to reach the Eastern Conference Finals. And last night they got there, and they were in Carolina for Game 1.
Here's Carrier for Montreal. And now moving it all along with the shot. Score! The Canadiens take the lead. Phil Deneau beating Freddie Anderson.
Kevinny Albert had the call on TNT. Phil Deneau with the tie-breaking goal just 4 minutes into the game. And the Canadiens would never look back. 6-2 the final in Carolina. Montreal leads the series 1-0. NCAA lacrosse Final Four this weekend. The women are in Evanston, Illinois. Maryland taking on defending champion North Carolina. The Terrapins are making their 29th Final Four appearance, extending the NCAA women's lacrosse record for the most of all time. And on the other side, the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays making their first appearance, taking on Northwestern. The men, top-seeded Princeton, takes on Duke at noon tomorrow. Number 2, Notre Dame, takes on 6-seed Syracuse at 2:30 p.m. Games are at Scott Stadium in Charlottesville, Virginia. Coming up in 30 minutes, the man who had a surgery named after him celebrates his birthday today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680,
you're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Once again, time to check in with our partners over at the Baltimore Sun. Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Jingarande joins us once again, writing a couple of pieces this week in the Sun papers. Tinashe, good morning. Welcome back.
Morning, Sean. Thanks for having me again.
It is our pleasure. So the big local story this week that had great political fallout was the mail-in ballot failure announced by the State Board of Elections and Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis. What's the latest on that? Have we gotten any more specific details as to what the error was and anything else you can share with us here this morning?
So as far as the State Board of Elections is concerned, what we do know is that they identified this problem with mail-in ballots, and they are taking care of it. For all of those who may not know, in Maryland, over 565,000 people had requested mail-in ballots to participate in this year's primary elections. And the State Board, about a week ago, reported that some voters had received the wrong party ballot. And so what that means is that if you were a Democratic voter for the primaries, you're supposed to get a Democratic ballot, but some reported getting a Republican ballot and vice versa. And this was an error caused by the State Board of Elections' vendor. They said that it had something to do with voting and get people's names wrong and getting the ballots wrong, and essentially led to this whole snafu that has in some ways become a national issue, attracting the attention of the president and the National Republican Party, but also the National Democratic Party. But the State Board of Elections has been very dogged about saying that they are taking care of this problem, that it's not the State Board that will pay for it. It's actually the vendor that will pay to fix this error. And they want to make sure that voters will receive ballots well in advance of early voting, well in advance of the early of the primaries. And so that's what we know. We know a lot of that general information about this error being taken care of. And we have some dates, you know, communications with voters started on the 18th. And, you know, later this week, replacement ballots have been printed and potentially being sent out. And the state board has set itself that its deadline to finish all of this and fix this error is May 29th. But that's all the information they've given us. They haven't really talked about oversight. They haven't really talked about keeping anyone accountable about this. What they've done is told the people of Maryland that they're taking care of this issue.
Do we know how many of the 565,000 ballots were incorrect or inaccurate?
So the State Board of Elections did not say that number, partly because they also don't know, because on Monday they released a statement along with the vendor saying that the vendor couldn't even identify how many people had received the wrong ballot and who those people were. And so what they experienced was people just calling them, people calling local election boards and saying, I have the wrong ballot, but they couldn't really pinpoint to a certain number. And so that pushed the state board to reprint ballots for everyone to replace their ballots.
As I understand it, Tinashe, most of these printing companies do something called a press check, and that is, you know, once the ballots are printed and ready to go out, somebody reviews them at the State Board of Elections. Do you know if that happened at all or if that process broke down along the way?
So according to the reporting we have of the Baltimore Sun and what the State Board has told us, we aren't necessarily sure about how a lot of that oversight is going to happen. In fact, for one of the stories we did this week, we asked specific questions about how is the State Board going to ensure that this doesn't happen again? How are they going to ensure that the correct ballots are sent to the right people? And they didn't respond to that. What they simply told us was that the error is being handled. It's being taken care of. The printing company will be the one that pays and covers the cost of fixing this error. And that when it comes to ballots being returned, when people cast their ballots, the state board has assured that there will not be a situation where people submit two times a ballot, and that if you have a replacement ballot, it will be marked a replacement ballot, and they will be able to tell that, you know, this ballot is the correct ballot.
Very good. More with Tinashe Jingarande, Baltimore Sun reporter. Coming up next, Governor Moore's war chest. We'll get into that as well. Take 13 traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Just checking. Some folks might be heading down to the ocean, and really no problems at all. We're looking at Annapolis. They had some rain earlier, but it looks like right now the roadway conditions might be a little bit better through there and around the Severn River Bridge. We can still see the roadway is wet, but there are no issues through I-97 coming south, the Bay Bridge, 2 eastbound, 3 westbound, and then the traffic over at the light through 50 at Route 213, and then again 50 as you're getting over towards Y Mills. Nothing major right now for that ride, just in case you might be heading out. If you're on the Beltway southwest side, report of a vehicle fire, and the fire department said it's now out, but it's on the shoulder, and they're arriving on the inner loop between Washington Boulevard and the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for Memorial Day weekend. Rainy and cool today. Low 60s. Overnight rain in the low 50s tonight. Tomorrow could be a total washout. Rain likely most of the day. Upper 50s. Rain on Sunday. Rain on Monday. Light rain right now in the next hour. 59 in Dundalk. And it is 59 in Glen Burnie. Back with Tinashe Jingarande, Baltimore Sun reporter. We just mentioned the mail-in ballot errors. There was another piece that you did this week on Governor Moore and his war chest. I understand he's raised over $800,000 over the past 4 months.
The State Board of Elections had a deadline, which was on Tuesday, for candidates to submit their campaign finance reports. And as early as Wednesday, those reports were available for the public to look at. And what we saw is that in the reporting period of January to April, the governor raised over $800,000 for his campaign. And he currently has more than $6 million in his campaign bank account, which is a lot of money, particularly for a re-election effort. But most importantly, it's a lot of money compared to how much other people have raised. His opponents on the Republican side pale in comparison to what the governor has raised. Ed Hale, who raised the most out of all of the Republican gubernatorial candidates, brought in almost $200,000. Dan Cox also raised over $31,000. And John Myrick collected over $4,500. And so, at least when we're looking at this election and financial advantage, it's very clear that the governor is way ahead of his opponents on the other side.
I guess, to be fair, we should point out that until there is a winner in the Republican primary, I guess a lot of the money or donors are sitting on the sidelines waiting to see who's going to win the horse race.
Yes, that's very true. On the Republican side, we have a bit more of a competitive primary. Like I mentioned earlier, we have Ed Hale, who is a very popular businessman in the state with a lot of name recognition and also with a lot of financial means. And we have Dan Cox, who faced off against the governor last time. And even though he was trounced by over 30%, a lot of political insiders seem to believe that he could sort of bring up the competition against the governor. And then we also have John Myrick, who has really been making the rounds across the state, talking to voters, but more importantly, has been showing up at all these campaign forums, up at debates. He even participated in Maryland Public Television's debate earlier this week, while Dan Cox and Ed Hale did not participate in that. And so we definitely will see that these three candidates are likely to be the ones duking it out the most out of the Republicans. And whoever emerges as the winner of that will probably be the one that sort of corrals a lot of the widespread support from not just like local Republican apparatus, but also the state Republican apparatus.
And Tinashe, anything stick out specifically? I know in the state's attorney's race in Baltimore County, the allegation of outside funding or dark money is being leveled against some of the candidates. Can you tell us anything about the donors to Governor Moore's campaign? Is it are they mostly from Maryland, out of state? How does it break down?
So when you look at the governor's campaign finance report, you notice that of his donors donated less than $200. And so we see that a lot of that organic grassroots support is what's really powering his campaign finances. But his top donors gave well into the thousands. And of his five top donors, only two were from Maryland. One was from California. Another one was from Utah. And the rest of them were from Maryland. And so what this also shows is that the governor has national profile. If you look at his campaign schedule, if you look at his regular schedule, you know, he's always showing up on national media. He's always in different states. He was in North Carolina last week. He just travels across the country, you know, selling the Democratic brand. And that inadvertently also draws supporters to him and increases his awareness in the national voters' mind. And so a lot of those people who may see him at an event outside of Maryland may be compelled to give to his campaign. And I think that sort of explains why when you look at his campaign finances, you see some of these people not being from Maryland, which doesn't necessarily apply to some of the other candidates running for governor in Maryland. A lot of Ed Hale's donors, a lot of Dan Cox's donors are all people who are local.
Very good. Tinashe Chigurande, Baltimore Sun reporter, thanks again for your reporting this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean. Truly appreciate it.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you soon. That's Tinashe Chigurande. 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us once again, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. And I just want to, you know, say we're a very special weekend we're going into as we honor those that made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom.
You're absolutely right about that, and that's what this holiday is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking a couple of weeks ago when you had you in studio about your Buy Now, Sell Later program. I really like how this program is kind of streamlined to make selling and buying at the same time so much easier.
Yeah, Sean, you know, I think buying and selling at the same time is one of the most difficult situations in real estate. You know, traditionally, the home seller would need to secure a buyer first for their home before they can put an offer in on another home. And it creates two problems right away. Number one, the seller loses any leverage. And they also may feel pressured into buying a home that may not be the perfect fit.
Yeah, if the buyer needs to move in with a certain time frame, that may not give the seller enough time to find the perfect home to move to.
Yeah, and either the deal falls apart or the seller's forced to make a purchase that's less than ideal. So our Buy Now, Sell Later program solves this dilemma by allowing us to buy the home for you so you can move in while taking the time to comfortably sell your old home. Once you're ready, we sell the new home. We sell your sell the new home back to you for the price that we purchased it for.
Wow, sounds really simple. So since you're buying the home, I would assume it's all cash, so you can negotiate a great deal. I know sellers out there, they just love the cash part.
Yeah, that's right, John. You know, and that's the idea. We get the leverage on the purchase with a cash offer, and then give you the time that you need to comfortably move out of your old home into the new home, and then we've got 6 months to close on the old home, and for some reason the old home doesn't sell, we can step in and buy it at a predetermined price.
Yeah, and once their old home is sold, you'll sell the new home back to them for the same price you purchased it for, right?
Yeah, that's right, John. Even if the home appreciates in that time frame, they get to buy it back at the same price we purchased it for. And remember, we negotiated a great deal because we purchased it with cash. So if you want to explore our Buy Now, Sell Later program and see how it can help you streamline this often difficult process, you can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Thanks so much, Vinny. You and your family have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
You too, Sean. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll talk to you next Friday. It's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. 823, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Again, with the Friday morning rush hour update, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we had a report of a vehicle fire on the inner loop between I-95 and Washington Boulevard. I just saw the fire department leaving, or at least moving up the road away from that area, so it could indicate the vehicle was overheating, may have had a problem. There's no significant backup right now for the Beltway coming up from the VW Parkway and right here at the ramps at 95. It looks like the pace is okay and without any problems. Not currently raining at the tunnels, and that situation has been good all morning long. We've had a steady light rain towards the Capitol Beltway, down towards Annapolis. It's been raining in the Capitol Beltway into Montgomery County, and they had the big wreck in the last 30 minutes northbound on I-270 at Shady Grove Road. And that was still a problem for the traffic there. You might still see some slowing along I-97 southbound. That traffic was going south towards a wreck at Route 100. Just brought the camera up, and the backup now at 100 has cleared. So good news there. Hadn't been back there for about 20 minutes or so. The backup southbound, the wreck was actually at New Cut Road, and that accident now is gone. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. It's not a good one. Rain and cool throughout most of the weekend. 60s today, low 50s tonight. A washout tomorrow, upper 50s. Sunday, significant chance of rain. Maybe there'll be a little break in the afternoon if you're thinking about trying to cook out or do a barbecue or something. But it's you have to dodge the raindrops most of the weekend. Rain right now for the next hour, 57 in Ellicott City, 59 in Annapolis. Coming up, more from Governor Moore right after the 8:30 news and his interview with Jonathan Martin of Politico. And again, that's coming up just within minutes. I was just thinking that maybe the mayor, of course, you know, instead of having the squeegers back for the summer, we could perhaps maybe they could put the boot on the unpaid parking tickets and fines. And instead of squeegers, they could be booters. Just thinking out loud. Once again, it is time to, from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Let's celebrate America's 250th birthday. Brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. On this day in history, President George Washington's devoted widow and nation's first lady, Martha Dandridge Custis Washington, passed away at Mount Vernon in 1802. She was only 70. Like her husband, Martha, born in the American colonies as a British subject in 1731, she married her first husband, a prosperous 39-year-old Virginia planter named Daniel Park Custis in 1750. He would later pass in 1757. Martha ran his plantation and added her innate business sense to its success. 2 years later, at the age of 28, a wealthy, socially prominent widow with two children, she met George Washington. At the time, George was a colonel in the British Army, a veteran of the French and Indian Wars, and a member of the Virginia House of Burgesses, and the two of them were married 2 years later. George and Martha moved to Mount Vernon, where he inherited the estate in 1761. The couple had no children of their own. George did adopt Martha's children as his own. During the war, while George led the Continental Army, Martha frequently followed him to military encampments to take care of him and urged the local women to help feed, clothe, and tend to the soldiers. In 1789, George was elected the first president of the United States, and the 57-year-old Martha struggled to fill her role, for which she had no model. She was the first. She shunned the spotlight, resented having her every move restricted by advisors and documented by the press, forbidden from dining in private homes with friends. The Washingtons held regular formal dinner parties and receptions at the presidential mansions, first in New York and then on to Philadelphia. She disliked both cities and looked forward to returning to Mount Vernon upon George's retirement. At first, she didn't like the term First Lady. They called her Lady Washington. Friends and acquaintances observed that George and Martha were very, very close in their latter years, and after George passed away in 1799, Martha burned all correspondence with her husband, according to his last will and wishes. Martha graciously gave up a private burial place for her husband, gave John Adams permission to entomb him in Washington at the U.S. Capitol building, but he was never interred there, however, and lies buried with his beloved Martha at Mount Vernon in Virginia. And that is a look at America's 250th birthday today.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic. The office, relaxing. And you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning. And that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Coming up next, part two of Governor Moore sitting down with Politico and some interesting things to say. We'll share that with you in just a moment. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie.
Good morning. The body pulled from Baltimore's Inner Harbor earlier this month has been identified. Baltimore police say 59-year-old Frank Owens was recovered from the water near Pier 4 along Pratt Street early on May 8th. The chief medical examiner has not determined the cause of Owens' death. And Westmore is calling on developers to partner on the Megawatts for Maryland Clean Energy Auction Program. The new program aims to speed up the deployment of large-scale renewable energy and energy storage projects to cut long-term costs for Marylanders. The state is seeking input from project developers, contractors, financial investors, utilities, local governments, landowners, community organizations, and residents. The final program parameters and application instructions will be included in the funding opportunity announcement, which will be issued in the fall. And it was a full house last night for the Baltimore County Planning Board's meeting on a proposed study of data centers. Board members hear comments both for and against the development of data centers in the county. Opponents are concerned about the impact on communities and the environment, while supporters believe the centers would benefit the county's economy. The study will examine power and water use, zoning, and the economic impact of data centers. The Planning Board has until October 1st to submit the results of its study and recommendations to the County Council. And Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer has issued a statement following the unanimous passage of the fiscal 2027 budget. Klossmeyer says the near $5 billion spending plan reflects careful planning, responsible investments, and a shared commitment to the people we serve. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
832 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like the accident on the BW Parkway northbound at Route 32 has cleared now. That's getting better. The ramp accident also on the Essex side of the Beltway has also cleared. They've removed that vehicle now, and the ramp is open again. Route 702 right at the ramp at 695. We don't see anything major at the tunnels. Been looking around the Beltway, and we're clear at Hartford Road. We're clear through the inner loop at Green Spring and the west side passing at Liberty Road with all the lanes open. No rain right now on the Beltway west side. Good conditions as well at both the harbor tunnels. The northbound side of I-270, Montgomery County, that was a pretty bad wreck there at Shady Grove Road. Traffic north of the Capitol Beltway, you'll have a delay through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, rainy and cooler today. Temperatures only in the low 60s. Plan on more rain tonight as temperatures fall back into the very cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 8:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Tragedy struck the racing world yesterday with the news of the passing of Kyle Busch at the age of 41. A two-time Series Cup champion, Busch won more races across the Sports 3 Series than any other driver in history. In fact, Busch won a Truck Series race just last week and afterwards offered this prophetic response.
Take whatever you can get, man. You never know when the last one's going to be, so cherish them all. Trust me.
Busch's stunning death is the second tragic loss for NASCAR in the past 6 months. Former Cup driver Greg Biffle died in a plane crash last December, along with his wife and two children. The Orioles are back in action tonight at Camden Yards, open a nine-game homestand with three over the weekend against the Tigers. Baltimore baseball reeling right now, having lost 14 of the last 20. They sit in last place, 13 games behind the Rays, the most games back of any team in Major League Baseball. It'll be Chris Bassitt against Jack Flaherty tonight at 7:05. The Ravens concluded their OTAs this week, and they'll be back at it this coming Tuesday. Offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford bringing a fresh voice and fresh perspective to the unit this year, one that entails speed and aggressiveness. Here's what he hopes Ravens fans will see when they come out to the stadium.
When you're watching them, obviously I want you to notice how fast they play, how hard they play. I want you to always notice like there's linemen down the field looking to play through that whistle.
Both guards will be new this year in Vega Ioane and John Simpson. Questions remain at center, but it looks like Danny Pinter is the leader in the clubhouse. And speaking of that, round two underway at the TPC in McKinney, Texas this morning. Leading at 9-under is Taylor Moore. He tees off at 9:06 a.m. One stroke back is Brooks Koepka, teeing off at 1:43. The world's number one, Scottie Scheffler, is four back. He also goes off at 1:43. Birthdays today. Former Dodgers and Yankees left-hander Tommy John. The man for whom the reconstructive elbow surgery is named turns 83 years old today. Former Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is 40. And the most successful men's tennis player ever, Novak Djokovic, with 24 Grand Slam singles titles, celebrating birthday number 39 today. On this day in sports history, we take you back 33 years, May 22, 1993, RFK Stadium, one of the very few big boxing events ever in D.C. Riddick Bowe defending his unified heavyweight championship with a second-round knockout of Jesse the Boogeyman Ferguson. And here's a sports curiosity. Riddick Bowe was in the same sixth-grade class as Mike Tyson at Public School 396 in the Brownsville neighborhood of Brooklyn, the first and only time in boxing history that future heavyweight champions have attended the same school at the same time. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's the unofficial start of summer.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
It's pretty cool that two heavyweight boxing champions were in the same sixth grade class back in the day.
Yes, it was.
What are the chances of that?
Yeah. God, I'm sure they weren't boxing each other in class like they do nowadays, but who knows?
Maybe they were.
You see, some of the brawls are brutal. Going all the way into kindergarten.
My goodness. Pools are open, Sean. The kids have checked out for sure. I know I used to when Memorial Day weekend came around. So here we go.
The unofficial start of summer.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And so we kind of focus in on Orioles baseball here just for the moment. And it's not very good right now. We know that. But hopefully, somehow, some way, fingers crossed, toes maybe too, that something gets turned around here over the next couple months.
How do you think that happens?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, I think, if you really want to get to it, you got to have the guys produce that should be producing. You know, you can't have Gunnar hitting .211. You can't have Pete Alonso 20% below his normal thing.
Right.
Taylor Ward can't hit four home runs this year. I mean,
but there's always going to be a guy. Or two that slump either at the plate or on the mound. But it seems like it's not the whole team, but a significant amount of the team.
It's too many.
Yeah.
It's just too many. You know, Basayo's doing okay. Rutschman's doing okay. But it's just too many other guys. And then on the staff, I mean, it's a lot of injuries. But you know what? The Dodgers have injuries, too. The difference is, though, the Dodgers spend $400 million a year, and the Orioles don't. So they can cover up their injuries, mistakes, etc. It's just too many guys, Sean. Too many guys underperforming. It starts at the top. It's not the only reason. There's a bevy of problems. You can't solve them all. So what
all
do you
right.
do?
Well, I just hopefully you get it turned around because it could be a long season. Already feels that way now.
And there's no pool this weekend.
Yeah, because of the rain and all the weather. So well, you'd go. You just may not. The water might be a little chilly.
I know.
Coming from South Florida, you don't like that.
I'm not going, Sean.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now. Before the hour of 9 o'clock, let's take a phone call here from Bruce in Timonium. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Sean. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day.
Yes. Hey, this situation in Baltimore City with the parking tickets, there's so many ways that this could be corrected, and from the simplistic to the more complicated, but why not sell the debt off to a debt collection agency? Let them worry about collecting the money and get your money up front.
They're going to take a piece of that, but at least you get a piece of something instead of nothing.
Yeah. A lot of these debts are going to be uncollectible. People are going to be dead. They've moved out of state. They sold the car. But anybody who is getting public assistance and has this debt, take the public assistance. Why should taxpayers have to pay them to continue to break the law and not pay their fines?
Interesting, yeah.
Why aren't we impounding their vehicles?
They're all good questions.
Why don't we take the 250 worst offenders and make examples out of them, and the mayor go on TV and say, this is what we're going to do. If you don't come forward and arrange a payment plan, we'll arrange a discount with you. We'll do a carrot, a stick here.
Yeah. You want to know my theory on that? These are the same people the mayor depends on to vote for him and the Democrats.
Well, that's because he's ineffective and he's
yeah.
ignorant.
Well,
and
you're not going to punish the people that you need to vote for you. That's it. That's it in a nutshell.
But there are so many ways to go about collecting this, and selling the debt off is one thing, impounding vehicles is another, and attaching their public benefits or their wages if they're working, putting liens against their houses. There's so many ways to go about doing this. The only reason they're not doing it is because they're lazy, they're arrogant, and they're ignorant.
Yeah. Well, that's a common sense solution, and of course, as soon as common sense is mentioned, that it removes most politicians in Baltimore and Maryland. Bruce, got to run, but listen, thanks so much for the call and the suggestions. Appreciate that. Part two of Governor Moore on his Politico podcast. This was an interesting soundbite regarding his military record. He was challenged on the exaggerations, many of which involve his military service record.
I can tell my own story. I don't need someone else to tell it.
Right.
Right. It's like, you know, when I tell people that when I was 17 years old, I raised my hand to serve this country because I believe in this country that much. Right. I can tell that story. I don't need someone else to tell me.
You sure?
When I, and you know, and
sure.
Sorry. You know, when I was working in finance, literally making more money than my entire family had ever seen. And I gave it up. I gave it up to go join with the 82nd Airborne Division in Afghanistan to go risk my life because I believe in fighting for this country. And I.
Yeah. He risked his life. That's what he said. He risked his life. Now, first off, if you go in the military, there's always a chance that you could be called into war. You could be deployed into a war zone, into a combat zone. And I accept that. And I applaud him for his service. But did he actually see combat? There is a great debate over that. And apparently, he says he got a combat action badge. We don't know that to be true because he won't release his records. So we don't know whether he got a combat action badge. Now, you might be in a combat theater and you get, as I understand it, there's a special ribbon or a medal for that. And then if you actually see combat, if you're fired upon, you get the combat action badge. And that's what he says he got and that he risked his life for. But we don't know that to be true. Just like he said he got the Bronze Star and he didn't. Just like he said when he was part of the 82nd Airborne and he wasn't. He was attached to them as an MP. Just like he said he was Special Ops, and he wasn't. So, again, a lot of mistruths, embellishments, and other issues regarding this governor, this candidate, when it comes to his service record and other things as well, which needs to be pointed out. 843, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Just kind of looking around the area. I know folks are traveling today if you're getting ready to head out. 95, 83, I-70. Everybody's open right now. No big issues anywhere. Some areas are still getting some rain, especially towards the Capitol Beltway and down through there. But for right now, and looked up 95 as well, up through Cecil County and up to the Delaware line, just above the Tidings Bridge. No rain there. The roadway is a little bit damp between the lanes, but everybody's okay. So that's good. Right now, if you want to make that ride, it's going to be kind of crappy the rest of the day, but you can make pretty good time right now if you're heading out. A lot of the accidents we had earlier are pretty much gone. They may still be working on the wreck. I think there was a fatality on that wreck 270 northbound in Montgomery County at Shady Grove Road. That would be an extended investigation there on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, rain all weekend. That's all you need to know. Cooler temperatures, low 60s today, low 50s tonight, only upper 50s tomorrow. Pretty much the same for all weekend. Sad to say, that's our forecast. And right now, we're looking at it is cloudy and 57 in Columbia, 59 in Ellicott City. Marty says if he was in Afghanistan, he was most likely in combat. I accept that. Premise, but again, likely doesn't not mean definitely. And all he has to do is release his records and show that he was awarded or received a combat action badge and to remove all doubt. And to stop all these questions and all these, again, this started with opposition research by the Democrats. Now it's been picked up by Sinclair Broadcasting and some of the Republicans, two of which served, the big three. Ed Hale was in the Air Force, and John Myrick was also in the military. So all you have to do is just release the records and remove all questions and remove all doubt. You have certain veterans that have been interviewed by Sinclair Broadcasting that said, this one does not pass the smell test. And these are guys that serve their entire careers. So, again, I didn't serve in the military, so I'm not one to criticize. I do thank the governor for his service. He made that choice to go and serve in his country, but and that should be it. Thank you for your service. But all these other embellishments, I was in Special Ops. I was 82nd Airborne. I got a Bronze Star. All of which were not true. Now, he got a Bronze Star later, but at the time when other people told, were, you know, and basically they tried to spin it as, well, these were other people saying that you got the Bronze Star. You didn't actually come out and say it. Yeah, but you didn't disavow it. And that's also a part of stolen valor. If someone tells you as a soldier that you were awarded a Purple Heart and you were never injured in combat, it's incumbent upon you to correct the record. I'm sorry. Look, there are a lot of guys that deserve Purple Hearts. I did not deserve one. I didn't get one because I was never wounded in combat. But he didn't do that. He let those false things linger. And now he's trying to play fast and loose with it. Well, somebody else said it. I didn't really say it. But you did say you were 82nd Airborne. You did say you were Special Ops. And now you're saying that you risked your life and you got a combat action badge. And that may have happened. I don't know for sure. But based on the other embellishments, I have my doubts. State 47, Spencer Pratt's running for... did I forget something? I did. I forgot the feel-good news. Very good. I'm looking at Kristen. She's giving me one of those looks like, you better get your act together here, Sean. It is time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. Officer Rogers of the Chattanooga Police Department is being hailed as a hero. That's because he is. He was the first to arrive at the scene of an apartment fire earlier this month, and when he heard people were still inside, he did not hesitate. Officer Rogers kicked down the door, ran in, rescued a mother and her two children from the fire. Here's the mother, Rachel, praising Officer Rogers.
I'm so glad Marla went. He grabbed her, and he was willing to go back in, too. And I was trying to tell him that no one else was there, but he was going back up. I tried to thank him that night, and he's just shrugging it off like, it's just another day at work, but that's my whole daughter.
That's incredible. These are the first responders, the firefighters, police officers, and others that you run into fire, run towards bullets. It's just amazing. They are the true heroes that live among us on a daily basis. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're even thinking about an upgrade, now's the time to visit Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge Memorial Day savings event. Choose from over 70 top-tier brands, including Frigidaire and Electrolux. Stop in and let Mayor and Mayor find the perfect fit for your kitchen and your budget. With flexible financing options, they're open every day except Saturday to help you save. Visit townappliance.com today for hours and more information. That's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Your kitchen upgrade starts here.
WCBM Baltimore.
So earlier in the week, we played the short clip of the governor saying that the racism was an inherent fabric in our country. And again, this is divisive. This is not unifying people. This is, I think, problematic on the part of the Democrats and Governor Moore. Here's the whole clip in the Politico podcast.
Is this a racist country, do you think? I think that racism is part of an inherent fabric of this country. And I think we have to be honest about that. And I also think that this, you know, people have to understand this. Racism is not an act. Racism is a system, yeah. Right? Racism is a system that will allow people to be separated.
Yeah.
Racism is a system that allows racial wealth gaps to exist. Racism is a system that allows generation of people to be able to attend schools that are not preparing them from college or careers. But if you, you know, literally go to another school that looks a little bit different, a mile down the road, that is preparing people for every opportunity that the world has. And I think we have to have a measurement of honesty, yeah, about that. Now, I do think there is a healing that can still take place from that. But again, to deny our history is foolish.
Nobody's denying history. When he talks about healing, obviously that means reparations. But I would substitute one thing here. I don't think racism is inherent fabric of part of the United States. Yes, we had slavery, but the whole world was trafficking in slavery at that time. Not to excuse it, but it does explain some of it. And there are still vestiges of racism in parts of the country, no doubt. But we've come a long way. I do think if you're going to make an accurate statement, I think racism might be an inherent fabric of the Democrat Party. That might be the truer statement, Governor. You may want to revise and extend your remarks there. It's 8:51. You're listening to KCN Company.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
Hi, this is Sister Flo, director of the O'Dwyer Retreat Center in Sparks, Maryland. Please join us on Friday, June 5th for our annual wine tasting at Hayfield's Country Club in Hunt Valley. Bring your friends and indulge your taste buds with fine wines from around the world, paired with gourmet bites prepared for you by Town Tavern and heavy hors d'oeuvre by Hayfield's. Go to our website, odwyercenter.org/wine for tickets. Come for the wine, stay for the memories.
O'Dwyer is a 501c3 not-for-profit.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes again. The update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, have a good, safe weekend.
You do the same. You and yours enjoy the holiday weekend.
Yeah, it'll be sunny and hot where we are and cold and damp where you are.
Thank you for reminding us of that.
Sorry about that. It's my job. It says traffic and weather on the threes. I didn't write it. You told me to say it. 8:94. Southbound. All the tunnels doing fine. We'll take it. Roadways are dry. The rain has been kind of south and east this morning through the area. So everything from the city kind of north and east, the roadways are dry. There are no issues at the tunnels. That's always good news. May change later in the day if the rain kind of overspreads the area. That could be a factor. JFX, no late problems at all. The Beltway is clear. Several minor accidents around the area. The one big wreck in Montgomery County is still a problem. They had a fatality there. Northbound on I-270 at Shady Grove Road. Some traffic is getting by, but be prepared. There'll be a lengthy investigation probably for the next hour or so. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. I hate to keep reminding you of this, but it's a washout this weekend. Rain, cool temperatures today, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, maybe even Monday as well. Right now, light rain for the next hour. 60 in the city, 59 in Glen Burnie. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. So what is Kim and what are Kim and Olivia going to be doing during this rainy Memorial Day weekend?
Well, she already told me this weekend we will be watching Lifetime movies in Mommy's Bed. So I will have chip crumbs and cookie crumbs and all kinds of things. But I told her that's fine. You know, it's not going to be a beautiful weekend. I feel bad for everybody going to the beach and had plans. It is not cheap these days going out, you know, to Delaware or Ocean City, and I feel so bad for them, but hopefully they can make the best of it. I wanted to ask you, because we're going to get into some of the topics today, but did you see what came out last night for the Baltimore Banner after the Maryland Board of Elections kind of had their first meeting?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. So Emily Opayo, she's with the Baltimore Banner. She goes, Baltimore's election board is considering, this is just a talk right now, extending vote counting to accommodate voters who cast the incorrect ballot or to consider duplicates casted by the same voter. So now they're saying they're thinking about not throwing away the other ballots and then try to figure it out once they all come in, including the replacement ballots.
That stinks to high heaven.
It's awful.
And so my question would be, when you say extend vote counting,
yeah,
does that mean what? Does that mean past June 23rd?
Past Election Day.
Oh, that's...
So that's the discussion they had last night. Nothing is set in stone, but this is the discussion they had last night. We'll talk a little bit about that.
That makes it, the problem is much worse than they're letting on to.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. But I thought it was interesting because she noticed, she said, this is their first meeting since the ballot mishap. So they haven't even discussed this beforehand. And you had Jared Demirnis on CNN with Jake Tapper before meeting with the board. How did that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a
disaster. He's trying to get ahead of it and trying to get, you know,
Damage control.
Yeah, exactly.
But now he's told everyone already to throw out the other ballots. So I don't know what they're going to decide to do here.
What happens if I already, let's say I was really, studious about filling out my ballot and mailing it already. What happens then?
Yeah, no, I know. And I talked to Tori Snow yesterday on the show, and I said, well, wait a minute. They're saying if you received your ballot before May 14th, you should throw it away, right? It could not be accurate. They're going to throw it away.
Well, what if I didn't? What if I already voted and sent it back?
Or what if they were after May 14th and somebody doesn't realize, you know what, that there's a date now, and they throw it away thinking a replacement ballot's on the way, and it isn't. You know, so this is...
Well, you don't get the replacement ballot. The replacement ballots are supposed to be in homes by the 29th. Is that accurate?
Right. Yeah. Right. So if they don't receive it then, I guess then you call. But if you've already thrown it away, thinking that you were part of that bad batch.
It's a mess. It is an absolute mess.
It is. So we'll talk just a little bit about it, you know, just because it's just, again, just a meeting. They're proposing these ideas. But I thought it was just crazy that they have not met since this ballot mishap became public knowledge.
And you would think somebody within the State Board of Elections would blow the whistle on all this nonsense in order to keep our elections, protect the integrity and the sanctity of the election. But
yeah, you could imagine. So Tori Snow was like texting me last night. He's like, can you believe this? You cannot believe this.
Yes, it's Maryland. I believe anything. I go all the way back to Ellen Sarbrae, who had an election stolen from her in Anne Arundel County. So yes, I believe anything in Maryland.
I wish she could go back and prove that. Oh my gosh. Okay, of course, we are going to talk about the tragic passing, the sudden passing of the NASCAR driver,
Kyle Busch.
Yeah. I went through his social media pages, and it was so sad, heartbreaking. His son, Brexton, had just turned 11 years old 2 days ago. And now
leaves a wife and two children.
Yeah,
Very sad.
We'll talk about that. But then also the Baltimore County State's Attorney race. Apparently, George Soros is targeting this particular race. We're going to get into the details, because I thought Rebecca Pryor with Fox 45 did a great job talking about, exactly what they've been funding, who, and, you know, they're trying to figure out why. And then, of course, in Delaware, they're going to catch up to Maryland, I guess. I guess they've got some ideas on what to do with those speeders. So we'll talk about that.
Very good. Kim Klasick, coming up next.
Thank you.
Live at 9. It is, tell you about like Michael Friedman as we close out the show here today. Law Officer Michael A. Friedman, there for you if you ever have a serious accident, it results in serious injury. He's just the best. He and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman, they put your recovery priority number one. They handle everything from A to Z. Insurance companies, medical bills, doctors, if your car's been totaled, everything. You don't have to worry about a darn thing. Just call Michael, 410-363-6848, toll free, 1-800-782-7203. He's been doing this for over 40 years and named one of the top personal injury law firms in the state over the last, maybe even the country, but in the state I know for sure over the last several years as well. So again, that's maflaw.com. Check him out. I will be off on Monday, Memorial Day. The Fisher House special program will be here instead. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.